It was right here at Maimonides Park when they simultaneously clinched the first half and a playoff berth at that as well. So this Hudson Valley pitching has had their way with Cyclones bats so far this year, and that has been the case through the first two games of this series as well. But it wasn't all bad for Brooklyn last night. Some more bright spots out of this Cyclone bullpen. And recently, the name to know as far as the relievers are concerned, that would be Brendan Hardy, who poured in two hitless, scoreless innings yesterday out of the Brooklyn bullpen, coming in relief of the starter, Jordani Ventura. But Hardy struck out two, walked only one. And he has been real solid as of recently, only one earned run allowed over his previous 10 frames of work out of the Brooklyn pen. And Justin, statistically speaking, since he's joined this Cyclone squad, he's got the third lowest ERA among South Atlantic League relievers. So even with a guy like Paul Gervais no longer in the fold, Paul up to AA Binghamton, Hardy figures to have that spot on lock.
Yeah, and you look at the overall numbers as well for Hardy, top 10 in the league in that time as well, an opposing batting average and whip, giving up less than a base runner per inning during his time with the Cyclones this year. And one of the things for Hardy has been his real improvement. You look at the numbers for Brendan. The strikeout numbers were great last year. A strikeout rate over 31%, but those numbers are up 2%, over 2% from last year. And the walk rate, most importantly, is down over 7% from last season, about 18.4%. A year ago, 11.2% so far this season between Brooklyn and St. Lucie, and that has allowed Hardy to be even more successful than he was in Brooklyn a season ago, and Brooklyn's going to need Brendan Hardy's right arm if they want to secure a playoff berth.
As far as tonight's starting pitchers go for the Cyclones, it is the right-hander Joelmy Ramirez making his third Cyclone appearance, all in a starting capacity. So far, a 1-1 record and a 2.57 ERA. So Ramirez, who figures to occupy a spot in this rotation based on his first two turns through, he's been pretty solid. A tough luck loss last time where he allowed just one run over six frames on Thursday night against Aberdeen, but a solid outing in his own right. He'll oppose the left-hander, southpaw going for Hudson Valley, and a top 30 Yankee farmhand in the lefty Brock Selvidge. Selvidge making his fifth start with Hudson Valley, a 2-0 record and a 2.66 ERA. Selvidge began the year with low A Tampa and has since joined high A Hudson Valley. Cyclones try to end the night with their first victory of this series. So far, Hudson Valley leads 2-0. The Renegades can clinch at the very least a series split with a victory tonight here against the Cyclones. All right, we'll step aside when we come back, give you tonight's starting lineups ahead of the Mets and Yankees High A affiliates, Subway Series edition in the South Atlantic League. We'll step aside on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park. Johnny Gadamowicz getting you set for first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this Thursday evening. We'll get you on your way with Justin shortly when the action gets underway on the turf field below. But for the time being, let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Renegades at 22-22 and even .500 in the second half so far here in 2023. Led by their skipper Sergio Santos, here's the 9 he goes with. It's a little bit of a different look for both squads tonight. Spencer Jones leads off and plays center field following a 3-hit day yesterday. Then Anthony Hall, the designated hitter, he's in the 2 spot, followed by Jared Serna, the second baseman, who hits third. Jesus Rodriguez cleans up and mans the hot corner at third base. Then Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, in the 5 hole. Spencer Henson will make his first appearance of this series. Henson batting 6th and playing first base. Rafael Flores doing the catching for Hudson Valley tonight. He's in the 7th spot, followed by Grant Richardson, who's out in right field and bats 8th. Haven't seen Richardson yet this series either. And then Jared Wegner, he's the left fielder in the 9 hole, rounding out this Hudson Valley batting order. And the starting pitcher tonight for the Renegades, it is the left-hander Brock Selvidge. The numbers with the Renegades so far since joining them from low A Tampa, 23 2/3, 4 appearances, all of them starts. He'll make his 5th tonight. A 2-0 record, a 2.66 ERA, 22 punchouts to just 6 walks over those 23 innings and change. One more time quickly for Hudson Valley. Jones in center, Holt DHing, Serna at 2nd. Rodriguez at 3rd, Vargas the shortstop, then Henson at 1st, followed by Flores catching, Richardson in right, and Wegner in left. Now for the home Cyclones, trying to grab their first victory of this series thus far after Hudson Valley has taken the first 2. Here's Chris Newell's 9, 26-18 for Brooklyn, a 1-game lead atop the North Division. Jet Williams plays center field tonight, occupies his usual leadoff spot. Stanley Consuegra in the 2 hole, he plays right. A day off tonight for Alex Ramirez. Ryan Clifford is the 3 batter, he's the first baseman. Then Jacob Reimer cleans up at 3rd, followed by William Lugo, the shortstop, who hits 5th. Omar De Los Santos back in the lineup for Brooklyn. He hits 6th and plays left field, followed by Junior Dillion, who rejoins this Cyclone starting 9. He's the second baseman hitting 7th. A day off for Drake Osborne behind the dish. That means Christian Pregent is tonight's catcher. He bats 8th, and then Ryland Thomas in his usual 9 spot. Thomas doing the DHing and batting 9th. Starting pitcher tonight for Brooklyn, the right-hander Jawilmy Ramirez, making his 3rd Brooklyn start. The numbers through 2 appearances so far for Jawilmy: 14 innings, 1-1 record, only 7 strikeouts, but just 1 walk, 1-1 record, and a sub-1 whip, 0.93. The whip for Ramirez since joining Brooklyn. One more time quickly for the Clones. Williams in center, Consuegra in right, Clifford at 1st. Reimer the 3rd baseman, Lugo at short, De Los Santos in left, Tilly in the 2nd baseman, Pregent catching, and Thomas the designated hitter. We'll find out shortly if the Cyclones offense can get a jump start after mustering just a run on 1 hit last night. Brooklyn committed as many errors last night as they had runs and hits combined. 2 errors, just 1 run on 1 hit. Cyclones try to get back in the win column on a Thursday night on the boardwalk, an overcast Thursday night. Lights are already on here at Maimonides Park and nothing but gray up above, but no imminent threat of precipitation, at least for the time being. And we'll certainly keep our fingers crossed that it stays that way. Cyclones are taking the field, emerging from the first base dugout, wearing their home white jerseys. Brooklyn will take their spots, and we'll pause for our national anthem. Step aside when we come back. Justin will have you for first pitch between the Cyclones and the Renegades. Game 3 of 6 as we continue to cruise through this 12-game homestand. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It's time for baseball here on Coney Island. Jawilmy Ramirez warming up on the mound for the Cyclones, taking the hill tonight. Ramirez, 6'2", 170 pounds, 21 years old, from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. Ramirez making his third South Atlantic League start tonight. Jawilmy 1-1, a 2.57 ERA, 12 hits in 14 innings, a walk and 7 strikeouts. Ramirez took the loss in his last start against Aberdeen. That was a week ago today. Pitched well, though. Only one run allowed over 6 innings. Allowed 6 hits. Walked 1 and struck out 385 pitches and 54 strikes. Ramirez joining Brooklyn from single-A St. Lucie on July the 31st at a 491 ERA and 18 appearances in the Florida State League. Hudson Valley lineup, he'll face Jones, Hall, Serna, Rodriguez, Vargas, and Henson. Flores, Richardson, and Wagner rounding out the starting 9. Spencer Jones had himself a whale of a ball game yesterday. Made a great running catch at center field. Also went 3-for-4 with a walk, 2 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Hitting at 266, 12 homers, 54 RBIs. Our first pitch of the night is just off the outside corner with a fastball. And we're underway at 7:03 Eastern. A 1-0 to Spencer, fouled off the mask of the catcher, Pregent, and it's even at 1-1. Jones, 3-for-8 in the series, and a big 2-run double put the game out of reach in the middle innings last night. The 1-1, inside and low, and the count 2-1. Overcast and chilly on this Thursday night. Not your prototypical mid-August weather. As Jones laid on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball, the count even. Right now, 73 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 75. The 2-2. Jones, a hard ground ball fielded by the shortstop Lugo to his left. Throw to first in time. And the leadoff man retired. Jones hit it right on the screws. 109-plus miles an hour. Lugo able to make the play on the forehand for the first out.
Yeah, well, thankfully, William barely had to move. That ball practically hit right to him. If he did need to move in either direction, I'm not sure he would have got there in time with how hard that ball was hit off the barrel of Jones.
Anthony Hall will step in, and he takes low for ball one. Hall, Yankees' fourth-round pick last year out of Oregon, was 1-for-3 last night, walked twice, and had a two-run double. He takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Hall, 6 for his first 28 in 7 games with Hudson Valley. 4 doubles and 4 RBIs. The 1-1 taken high. And the count 2-1. Defensively behind Ramirez tonight, left to right of the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Jet Williams, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, and Ryan Clifford. The 2-1. Up and away, it's 3 balls and a strike. Christian Pregent making the start behind the plate. A 3-1, and Hall off the hands. Back to the screen. And the count full at 3-2. All 3-for-7 in this series. All 3 of his hits have gone for 2 bases. The payoff pitch, and Hall fouls another one behind the plate. Still a 3-ball, 2-strike count. Hall, 4-game hitting streak, dating back to last Friday. A payoff pitch again, this time high for ball 4. So Anthony Hall works a 1-out walk, and he's the game's first base runner. 1 on and 1 out for the second baseman, Jared Serna, a rare free pass allowed by Ramirez. Not just the second walk Ramirez has allowed in 14 and a third innings with Brooklyn. And now Jared Serna making the start at second tonight. This one flared off the hands. Skimming along the outfield turf is the second baseman, Tillian. And ranging into right field makes the running catch for the second out. So 1 on, 2 out. For the third baseman, Jesus Rodriguez. Third game in this series, third different position Rodriguez has played, all basically hovering around the third base line. Left field, catcher, and third base. And he swings and lines one off the backhanded glove of Lugo into left field. And Rodriguez is going to be safe at first. So Jesus Rodriguez is aboard, likely to be the game's first base hit. It's not going to be an easy play for Lugo back into his right. And it will be an infield base hit for Rodriguez. And the Renegades with 2 on and 2 out. Two out for Alexander Vargas. Getting the start at shortstop tonight. And he swings and powers one in the air. Center field. In and to his left is Williams, still coming on. He'll make the two-handed catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. So Hudson Valley threatens but can't push anyone across. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two men left at the end of a half an inning. Hudson Valley nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Kevin Parada played in his first rehab game in St. Lucie yesterday. Unfortunately, won't be afforded that same opportunity today. St. Lucie rained out tonight against Jupiter. Hopefully, Parada will be back with the Cyclones soon to help with the playoff push. Mets first of two first-round picks from last year. Here's the other. Jet Williams will lead things off for Brooklyn. Had the only Cyclones base hit last night, a rising line drive into right field to break up the no-hit bid with one out in the sixth. Williams 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk, hitting at .283 in 14 games with Brooklyn. And the first pitch from Brock Selvidge outside for ball one. Williams 13-for-46, a homer, four RBIs. 3-for-8 in the series. The 1-0 from Selvidge, and Williams fouls it away. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Selvidge, the southpaw, youngest player on this Hudson Valley roster, only man not at age 21 yet. Works from the third base side of the rubber. Here's the 1-1. And Williams takes a called strike. It's 1-2. Selvidge, 6'3", 205. Just 20 years old, will celebrate his 21st birthday 11 days from now from Carrollton, Texas. A 1-2 to Jet. And Williams taps it off his foot before it rolls into fair ground. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Selvidge, the left-hander, making his fifth start with Hudson Valley. 2-0, a .266 ERA. 16 hits in 23 and two-thirds innings, just six walks and 22 strikeouts. The lefties 1-2. And another foul ball off the hands of Williams. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Selvidge made 15 appearances, 14 starts at Single-A Tampa before joining Hudson Valley. That was back on the 18th of July. Made his high A debut against Brooklyn in Hudson Valley on July the 21st. The 1-2 pitch, and Williams a foul tip. Wasn't sure whether or not Flores held onto it. He did not. And Williams stays alive. It's still 1-2. But Selvidge went 4 1/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 8 hits that night. Walked 2 and struck out 3. That was the wild game that saw Ramirez pick up 6 hits and have 3 stolen bases. The 1-2 from Selvidge, and Williams powers it down the left field line. That one's down for a base hit, and off the base of the Premio sausage signage. Williams on his way to second, and he's there standing with a leadoff TD Bank double. Well, Brooklyn had to wait until the sixth inning last night to see Jet Williams pick up the team's first base hit. Tonight, Williams does it to lead off the home first.
His second double of the series as well. Had one in the opener back on Tuesday.
That was also to lead off the ballgame. 103.2 miles an hour off the bat of Williams. A double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. As Stanley Consuegra takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Consuegra 0-for-4 last night as the DH, struck out 3 times. Hitting at .228, team best 14 home runs and 41 RBIs. The 0-1, and Consuegra takes high. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Consuegra's had a tough homestand, just 3-for-26 in his first 7 games. Struck out in 12 of those 26 at-bats. The lefties 1-1. And Consuegra takes up and away. It's 2 balls and a strike. Selvidge, Yankees' third-round pick 2 years ago out of Hamilton High School in Chandler, Arizona. Same high school that produced former Cyclone and current Binghamton Rumble pony Dominic Hamill. The 2-1 runner breaks for third. Pitch high, throw down to third by Flores. Not in time. Jet Williams picks up another stolen base. And he's at third with nobody out in the first. For Williams, that is 6 stolen base with the Cyclones. And he's barreling towards 40 overall this season. That is 38th total. It was ball three to Consuegra. And now Hudson Valley brings the infield in. The lefty's 3-1. Up and away, ball four, and Stanley's on with a walk. So the first two have reached for Brooklyn tonight. A double and a free pass. Men at the corners and nobody out for Ryan Clifford. Clifford making the start at first base tonight. Had a great outfield assist in right last night. Clifford 8 for 42 to start his career in the Mets organization. Two of those eight hits, home runs, and six RBIs. Clifford 0 for 4 last night and 0 for 9 to start this series. Middle infield playing back, hoping for a double play. Third baseman Rodriguez is in. Lefty-lefty matchup. And the first pitch to Clifford, up and in, right by the letters on that white uniform. And Williams got a tough read on that baseball. Decides to hold up at third base. Consuegra will take second on the wild pitch. Chris Newell, little noogie on Williams' head, saying everything's all right. Probably not a bad idea that Williams stayed put. That a fastball from Selvage that ricocheted right off that padded wall right back at Flores.
And it was a hard bounce back towards him, too. So Williams by no means was a sure thing to score.
Second and third now, nobody out. Here comes the 1-0. And Clifford takes a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Selvage, fastball, slider, changeup. No decision in his last start against Jersey Shore. That was last Friday. He had four runs, three earned on three hits in five innings. 1-1 up and in. And the count, two balls and a strike on Clifford. Selvage, the Yankees, number 29 prospected midseason by Baseball America. A lot of diametrically opposite opinions on the Yankees organization. He's number 29 by Baseball America, but number 13 according to MLB Pipeline. The 2-1 on the inside corner, a strike, it's 2-2. And best way to describe it is you look at the way MLB Pipeline and Baseball America rank the Mets and Yankees farm teams and their prospects over the last couple of days, organizational rankings. The 2-2 in the dirt. And the count full 3-2. Mets have hovered around the same number. Number 11, I believe, by MLB.com. Number 14, I believe, by Baseball America. But MLB has the Yankees in the low 20s, right around 21. But Baseball America has the Yankees farm system at number 11. The payoff pitch up and in for ball four, and the bases are full. A double and back-to-back walks issued by Selvage. Had not allowed more than two and a start with Hudson Valley this year. And now the pitching coach out to talk as Brooklyn has him loaded with nobody out for Jacob Reimer.
Yeah, well, you think about the lack of action on the base paths last night for the Cyclones. Only one base hit in the ballgame. And now here we are, less than 24 hours later, with the bases juiced and nobody out in the first inning.
The Selvage already up at 18 pitches here in the first. Preston Claiborne, former Yankee reliever, and now the Hudson Valley pitching coach out to have a chat with the southpaw. And someone in catcher's equipment is starting to saunter down the third base line and towards the Hudson Valley bullpen. As Selvage's pitch count continues to sky higher and higher here in the first. Great opportunity for Jacob Reimer. Reimer 0 for 4 last night. It's the only game in this homestand he did not reach base. First pitch of the righty batter, and Reimer line drive, base hit right field. Williams scores, stopping at third, Consuegra. Jacob Reimer breaks up an 0 for 15 run with an RBI single to right, and four batters into the ballgame. Brooklyn has a 1-0 lead. Reimer was ready for a hittable pitch on the first offering, and Johnny, he didn't miss it.
And I like that call from Chris Newell to not send Stanley Consuegra home. Still nobody out in the inning. no reason to force things, and still a great opportunity with the bases loaded and nobody out for Lugo.
Fifth RBI in Brooklyn for Reimer, 46th total, as William Lugo takes down and in for ball one. Lugo 0-3 last night, hitting at 216, 11 homers, 37 RBIs. Brooklyn has their first lead of the series. Still nobody out in the first, the 1-0. And Lugo, a soft ground ball back towards the mound. Bobbled by Selvidge, trying to make a play at first. He has none. Ball went off the wrist of the left-hander, Selvidge, on his glove hand. And by the time he picked it up, he had no play. 2-0 Brooklyn, still nobody out. Imagine that'll go down as an error on Selvidge. As Brooklyn continues to have the bases loaded and still no one retired. Now Omar De Los Santos, and he rips one into left field. That one's down for a base hit. Stopping at third, Reimer. Scoring is Clifford. 33rd RBI of the year for Omar De Los Santos. 3-0 Brooklyn. In a span of four pitches.
It's a merry-go-round right now. Everybody up on base for a couple of at-bats in a row, and this Cyclone offense, a red-hot start. And this is exactly what you want, Justin, after a game in where you mustered only one base hit, already three here in the first inning.
And the other point, Johnny, we've talked about it a lot over this homestand, is Junior Tillian digs in. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Brooklyn has struggled during this homestand with runners in scoring position. They're two for their first three in that spot tonight. 0-1 the count on Tillian. A one-strike pitch, and Junior tries to hold up on a back foot slider. Appeal down to second, and yes, he went, says Elliot Melton. It's 0-2. Clay Aguilar up and throwing in Hudson Valley's left field bullpen. Tillian hitting at 241 in 31 games, three homers, 15 RBIs. First game since Sunday, went 1-for-3 with a double and a walk against Aberdeen. Still nobody out. The lefty's 0-2, and Tillian fights it off to the right. We'll do it again. Two-strike count on Tillian.
And going back to a couple of sequences ago, they did officially rule it an E1 against the pitcher Selvidge on William Lugo's run scoring. Don't want to call it a hit, but run scoring play.
Can't assume the out at home, so Lugo is awarded an RBI there as Tillian takes strike three at the knees. Good pitch at 93 miles an hour down. And Selvidge has the first out for Hudson Valley tonight defensively.
And sometimes all you need is the first, and would be very curious to see how Selvidge settles in from here.
Brings up Christian Pregent. His third game with the Cyclones, went 1-for-7 last week against Aberdeen with a walk and five strikeouts. Mets 10th round pick last year out of Stetson, or actually rather this year out of Stetson. As a pitch clock violation on Pregent. And Selvidge ahead 0-1 before a single pitch had been thrown. Pregent still getting used to the pitch clock after playing in the Atlantic Sun Conference in the college season. The 0-1. And Pregent swings and misses at the offering down. It's 0-2. Defensively behind Selvidge tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jared Wagner, Spencer Jones, and Grant Richardson. Third to first around the infield, Jesus Rodriguez, Alexander Vargas, Jared Serna, and Spencer Henson. Rafael Flores doing the catching behind the plate. Here is the 0-2. And Pregent takes up and away. In and out of the glove of Flores, but everyone stays put. It's a ball and two strikes. Selvidge nearing 30 pitches in the inning. Next one will be his 29th. Reimer at third, Lugo at second. De Los Santos, the runner at first. The 1-2 pitch, low. And the count evens at 2-2. Pregent, as you mentioned, drafted by the Mets in the 10th round this year out of Stetson, made his professional debut in his hometown, Daytona Beach. Played that series against the Tortugas before joining Brooklyn last week. The 2-2. Anthony, strike three called again. Back-to-back looking strikeouts at the bottom of the zone. And there are two out now in the first for the nine batter, Rylan Thomas.
And that pitch clock violation, strike one, looming large against Pregent as Selvidge now gets big back-to-back punch-outs. And when you consider the fact that it was bases loaded with nobody out, if you told him moments ago it would only be 3-0 by the end of the first, I think Selvidge would take that given the scenario.
But here's Rylan Thomas. Selvidge is at 30 pitches in the frame. And Thomas takes a called strike at 0-1. So you have to imagine if he can't get Thomas here, Selvidge's night would come to a close.
Still no crazy action throwing in terms of looking down the left field line into the Hudson Valley bullpen.
Clay Aguilar had been up before the 0-1. And Thomas, a ground ball back to the mound. Selvidge fields, fires low to first, but dug out by Henson. And the side retired. Brooklyn sends the first six batters to the plate. All six reach base. Brooklyn puts up three runs, sends all nine batters to the dish in the opening frame at the end of one. 3-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring bases and nobody out pop-up that goes so high. I race around. Doesn't come
out. You're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game.
But if come
just move.
We go to the top of the second inning. Brooklyn out to a 3-0 lead. Joelmy Ramirez needed 15 pitches to get through the first unscathed. Spencer Henson, Rafael Flores, Grant Richardson. Three due up in the inning for Hudson Valley. Spencer Henson's first at-bat of the series. And he takes inside for ball one. Henson hitting at 255, 13 homers, 44 RBIs, the 1-0. And he's late on the off speed. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Henson playing for the first time since Saturday. Went 0 for 5 with three strikeouts. Just one for his last 20. And he takes low. It's 2-1. Brooklyn wearing the home whites tonight. Cyclones arched across the chest in red. Red numerals front and back with a black and gold border. 2-1, and Henson off the hands, out of play to the right, and it's even at 2-2. White pants for Ramirez all the way down to the ankles, red and gold piping along the side. The 2-2, and Henson a high pop-up. Third base side, Pregent ditches the mask, but this will get into the seats about seven or eight rows back. Still 2-2. Three-quarter, maybe not even, maybe a quarter navy sleeves at either end of that white jersey top for Ramirez tonight. Navy cap, navy bill with the white old English B and the red interlocking C. 2-2, and Henson a high fly ball in a right. Racing in is Consuegra to his left. He'll get there to make the catch over the word mark for the first out of the second. One One out in the second inning for Rafael Flores, making his first start behind the plate in this series. Started at first each of the last 2 days. 0 for 3 yesterday with a walk and a run score. And he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Flores mired in a little bit of a funk. 0 for 7 to start the series, hitting at 267. Four homers, 31 RBIs. As Ramirez paints the outside corner. And it's quickly 0-2. It's time called by Flores. It's been a tough month of August for Rafael. Just 6 for 46, a 130 average. Lowest batting average in a month coming into August was 235 in June. Otherwise, been 280 or above in the other three. As Flores takes upstairs, it's a ball and two strikes. An unsung prospect for the Yankees this year. Undrafted free agent signee out of Rio Hondo College. And he takes a called strike three on the outside corner. Ramirez gets him looking. That's his first strikeout of the night. At painting the corner, punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Two out in the third, or rather in the second, excuse me. For the right fielder, Grant Richardson. His first at-bat in the series. Inside for ball one. Richardson, left-handed batter, hitting at a buck 90 in 74 games. 12 homers, 33 RBIs, the 1-0. And Richardson, a line drive in his center. And that down in front of Williams for a base hit. So Grant Richardson picks up a two-out single. And Hudson Valley, a man aboard for the nine-hitter, Jared Wagner. 107 miles an hour off the bat on that base hit by Richardson. So here is Wagner. Was the Yankees' ninth-round pick this year out of Arkansas. Former college teammate of Dylan Tabrock at Creighton. Transferred to the SEC for his final collegiate season. Now the righty batter takes up and away. It's 1-0. Wagner 2-4 his first eight with Hudson Valley in three games. No homers and an RBI. Went 7-for-21 in five games between the Complex League and Single-A Tampa. That pitch didn't miss by much. Fans chirping at the home plate umpire, Elliot Melton. Rather, at his Brian Laws tonight. The count 2-0. Throw back to first, and Richardson backstanding. Wagner at Arkansas this year hit 313, 15 homers, 51 RBIs. Joined Hudson Valley at the start of last week. Runner dances off of first, the 2-0, way high, and it's 3-0. Top of the lineup in Spencer Jones waiting on deck. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. One on, two out in the second. Brooklyn up by three. The 3-0, up and in ball four, and Wagner works a walk. So Ramirez issuing two walks in the first two innings tonight after allowing just one in his first two starts combined. And the Renegades threatening two on, two out for the leadoff man, Spencer Jones.
Yeah, and he was cruising to start the frame. Got Henson to fly out, then struck out Flores, but a single and a walk since then.
Jones scorched one his first time up. Was robbed of a base hit on a great forehand play by William Lugo. And he's laid on the fastball there from Ramirez. And the count 0-1. Third baseman Reimer off the line. And Jones takes down and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Lights on here at the stadium. Wind continuing to howl. A little bit of a breezy night here off the coast of the Atlantic. American flag out in center. For the third time in 3 days in this series, blowing a little bit in and towards the first base line. Usually wind blowing out towards left field here on Coney Island. The 1-1. And Jones, a knee-high strike. It's 1-2. Brooklyn will have the top of their lineup due up in the bottom of the inning. Presumably against Selvidge, who threw 32 pitches in the first. Joelmy's 1-2, and Jones fights it back to stay alive. Richardson at second, Wagner at first. 1-2 the count on the 6'7" center fielder. The 1-2, breaking ball fouled away. And it remains at a ball and two strikes on Spencer. Anthony Hall walked, was stranded at second in the first, waiting on deck. Lugo holding on the runner at second. Second baseman Tillian towards the first base side as Jones takes low. And it's even at 2-2. Jones, drafted out of high school by the Angels, was a two-way player in his high school days. Had upside as a left-handed pitcher on the mound, but a fractured elbow cut his senior year of high school short and has not pitched since. The 2-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Pregent. Strike three, inning over. So Joelmy Ramirez allows a couple of two-out base runners on a single and a walk, but strikes out Jones to end the inning. No runs, a hit, two men left at the end of one and a half. 3-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Chips and fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom two, still 3-0 Brooklyn, our score. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones, whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation. Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Top of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the second. Cyclones sent all nine batters to the plate in the first, scored three runs on three hits and an error. Jet Williams led off the ball game with a double. Came around to score on the Reimer base hit. Lefty's first pitch to Jet. And Selvage issues a strike in the count 0-1. Hudson Valley tonight in the Navy alternates. Renegades in white block lettering across the chest. The 0-1. And Williams laid on the fastball at 92. It's 0-2. White numerals front and back with a silver border. Gray pants. Selvage has him hiked up just below the knees, sporting the tall navy socks. White on white cleats buried into the stadium mound. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt, it's a ball and two strikes. Navy cap, navy bill. White interlocking HV logo on the front with the white and black swooping raccoon tail underneath. Selvage hides his eyes behind that black leather mitt. Now kicks the 1-2. Up and away. And it's two balls and two strikes on Jet. Third baseman Rodriguez hugging the line, the 2-2. And Williams takes low. And from 0-2, to 3-2. But Selvidge, third-round pick of the Yankees 2 years ago, signed for $1.5 million to avoid a commitment to LSU. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Got Williams on the off-speed, down and away. And Brock Selvidge has struck out three of the last four he has faced after allowing the first six batters to reach base. So one out. Now Stanley Consuegra walked and scored in the first. Sometimes you see pitchers get off to a bumpy beginning and then all of a sudden something clicks and it feels like Selvidge may have hit that point in the night. As he fires a strike down and away to Stanley, it's 0-1. Thankfully, Brooklyn taxed him for three runs through the first six hitters. Looks like it might be a little bit tougher to add to it with the way Selvidge is throwing now. The 0-1, a called strike, even though Flores couldn't hang on. And the count 0-2. Selvidge has had an interesting journey to being a Yankees top 30 prospect. We mentioned signing for $1.5 million out of high school in Arizona, but really struggled before being drafted in that 2021 season, largely because his high school coach tried tweaking his delivery a little bit and his velocity and command suffered as a result. The 0-2, up and away, it's 1-2. And when he returned to his previous mechanics, that fastball and slider picked back up, impressed scouts at the first ever MLB draft scouting combine that summer. Impressed in interviews as Consuegra fouls it to our right. Oh, right off the left hand of Billy Harner. And down right by our official scorers and stringers for the night. Might need to give Billy a pointer or two on that left-handed catch, Johnny.
That one was coming a little bit faster, though, so understandable.
A 1-2 pitch popped in the air. Right side of the infield. Henson calling for it in a foul ground by the first base coach's box. Makes the catch for the second out. Two down. What's up, everybody? Justin Rock, the man in the hot dog hat. Johnny Gadamowitz, the man with actual hair and glasses to my left. Happy to have you with us here on this Thursday night. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead with two out in the inning. Billy picking up that souvenir, tossing it on to a young fan waiting for it down below. Ryan Clifford walked and scored in the first. And he checks his swing, takes a called strike atop the zone. It's 0-1. Clifford, one of the two players the Mets got back in the Justin Verlander trade at the deadline. The 0-1. And Clifford swings and misses, chases the breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Clifford found out about the trade same way many of you did, by watching TV and all the trade deadline coverage, then drove 8-plus hours from North Carolina to meet the Cyclones in Lakewood, New Jersey. As Clifford takes low, 1-2. What are you doing his first at-bat after that long drive? Wasn't really even supposed to be in the lineup that day. Was a late addition, and then homered in his first at-bat. Bases empty, two out. The 1-2 from Selvidge. At the knees, strike three called. So Selvidge, after allowing the first six batters he faced to reach base, has since retired six in a row with four strikeouts to boot. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the second after two. 3-0 in favor of the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Top of the third, 3-0 Brooklyn our score. Anthony Hall, Jared Serna, Jesus Rodriguez, 2, 3, and 4. Due up for Hudson Valley in the inning. And with those three due up for the Yankees affiliate in the frame, due up here on the Cyclones Radio Network, taking over the play-by-play, my partner Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hudson Valley 3 and Brooklyn nothing. Or rather, pardon me, I should say Brooklyn 3 and Hudson Valley nothing, as the Cyclones have a 3-run lead here as we enter the top of the third. First pitch in there for a called strike on a fastball from Joelmy Ramirez, and it's 0-1. 2-3-4 for the Renegades up to bat. Hall, Serna, Rodriguez waving a miss on an 0-1 breaking ball, and Anthony Hall, the designated hitter, behind quickly. It is nothing and 2. Cyclones with 3 runs, all in the bottom of the first. Could have been a whole lot worse from a Hudson Valley standpoint, as Brooklyn left 3 men in the frame. 0-2 tapped foul to the backstop, and the count remains right there. Hall walked and was stranded at second base in the first inning. A first inning where the Renegades did put 2 on, but didn't score. 0-2. Grounded on the right-hand side. Second baseman Tillian to his right. He fields and throws in time for out number 1. So Joelmy Ramirez begins this top of the third with a ground out. Now we get Jared Serna for the second time tonight, who's 0-for-1, popped up to second his first time up. But Ramirez settling in nicely. Has allowed base runners in each of the first 2 innings so far, but no runs. First pitch misses inside to the righty batter Jared Serna, and it's 1-0. Serna at 281 since joining this Hudson Valley crew. 1-0. Serna hits a line drive to left field, taking De Los Santos a couple of steps back. Gets there in time to make the play for out number 2. 2 quick outs for Joelmy Ramirez. And it's the 2 and 3 batters that he gets just like that for Hudson Valley. Now the cleanup man, Jesus Rodriguez, who has one of the 2 Renegade hits tonight. The other came from Grant Richardson, the Renegades' 8th batter. Bases empty, 2 gone, first pitch. Swinging a ground ball, foul. Third base side. It was a hard hit grounder, but just pulled down the line by Rodriguez, and it's 0-1. Jesus 0-for-3 yesterday, a walk and a strikeout to his name. He has hit safely in 5 of his first 7 games with the Renegades since joining them at the high A level. Brooklyn infield playing back, and maybe for good reason, after the grounder that Rodriguez smoked foul on the previous pitch. Everybody ready to go? 0-1. Rodriguez takes outside corner, called strike. It is nothing and 2 to the Hudson Valley cleanup man. Overcast, gray, windy evening here on this Thursday in Brooklyn. A game where the Cyclones pounced immediately with 3 in the first. Ramirez works from his full wind. First baseman Clifford off the line, the pitch. Swinging a line drive, this one hit to right field. Consuegra back, fighting the wind, makes the catch to retire the side. Then he flicks the ball up over the fence to a fan perched beyond the right center field wall. So a 1-2-3 for Joelmy Ramirez in the top of the third. Through 2.5, Cyclones a 3-0 lead on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans.
fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tony Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the third in Brooklyn. Cyclones a 3-0 lead on top of the Hudson Valley Renegades. Brooklyn trying to capture their first win of this series after Hudson Valley took the first two on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Thanks for spending some of your Thursday with us alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn has the heart of the order due up here in the bottom of the third to start. Jacob Reimer, William Lugo, and then Omar De Los Santos. All three Cyclone runs came in the bottom of the first inning. Reimer, who stands in now, righty batter, singled home one of them. Brock salvaged the southpaw back out for his third frame of work. And his first pitch of the third is a breaking ball called strike to Reimer, and it's nothing and one. Jacob, the cleanup batter tonight for Brooklyn after a tough day yesterday, 0 for 4, a pair of strikeouts. But a quick memory, already an RBI single tonight. 0-1 to him. Reimer takes, misses downstairs, and it's 1-1. Cyclones sporting the home white jerseys tonight. Cyclones in red written across the chest. Red trim lined down the white pants. 1-1 upcoming to Reimer. The pitch. Jacob fouls it away. Right-hand side out of play. And it's 1-2. Number 14 prospect in the Mets organization, according to Baseball America. Coming into tonight, though, just 2 for 30 over his previous 10 games. 1-2. Reimer takes low yet again, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. And sure, that's understandable to an extent. Reimer recently promoted from low A St. Lucie. Bit of a transition, a higher level of play. Perhaps some early growing pains for him, but a capable bat nonetheless. Selvage works out of the full wind. He deals. Reimer gets hit in the ankles. No, they'll say did not. It looked like, sounded like I heard a thud, but maybe not. It just missed down and in, so it's 3-2. Just hopped over it at the last possible moment. So rather than a man on first, a 3-2 pitch upcoming. Nice dance move there by Reimer in that righty batter's box to avoid the pitch. A little cross step, 3-2. Swinging a flare foul into the netting right-hand side. And it stays 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reimer, Lugo, then Omar De Los Santos, the three in the frame for Brooklyn, all three of which reached. None of them came home to score, though, when Brooklyn stranded three in that bottom of the first after scoring three. Cyclones with as many runs in the first inning tonight as they've had through the first two games of this series. Here's a payoff. Reimer hits a line drive to shallow center. That drops for a base hit. Played off a hop by Jones, and Reimer is aboard at first with a leadoff single. Second time on base today for Jacob, his second single of the night. And now William Lugo with a man on first and nobody out.
And that ends the streak of 6 in a row retired by Selvage. 105.6 off the barrel there from Reimer.
Yeah, it was a rocket to say the least. No chance for Jones in center to make the play. So now Reimer off of first. Lefty arm to the righty bat, William Lugo. He deals. Lugo takes a fastball strike at 94 that time from Selvage. And it's nothing and one. Lugo, like Reimer before him, reached his first time up. It came on an error, though. But he didn't get credited for the RBI. Could not assume the out at home, as you eloquently put earlier, Justin. A one. Lugo takes low and in, and it is a ball and a strike to the righty hitting shortstop. Lugo at just 216, an 0-for-3 day yesterday. One of the regulars in this Cyclones lineup today, he bats fifth and plays short. After we saw him play third and hit sixth last night, fouls back a 1-1 into the screen, and it is 1-2. lot of guys on this Brooklyn squad with defensive versatility, which has done Chris Newell, the Cyclone skipper, plenty of favors when it comes time to construct the lineup on a day-in, day-out basis. So many guys that you can deploy at so many different positions. And, of course, that's common across minor league baseball. 1-2. Lugo swings and hits a ground ball through on the right side for a base hit. Reimer on his way to third. The ball goes all the way to right. Quick relay in. No throw to third base. It's a single off the bat of William Lugo. And Brooklyn has men on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the third.
A couple of triple-digit exit velocities to start the inning. That one at 101.5 off the bat of Lugo. Good base running by Reimer. First to third on that base hit. Brooklyn looking to add it to their advantage with still nobody out in the third.
Well, we saw how quickly that bottom of the first unraveled for Brock Selvidge. And now this bottom of the third could very much be a similar case as Brooklyn has put the first two men on with nobody out. Omar De Los Santos up to bat. Corners in. Middle infield back. First pitch. De Los Santos swings and misses at the high cheese, and it's nothing and one. So many major league organizations, of course, appreciate using guys in different spots defensively, try to get them as versatile as possible as an 0-1 misses up and away. And, of course, so much of it has to do with what the long-term projection is. If a particular team might already have a guy in a certain spot, but a minor league player plays that spot, might try to transition him over so that there's more of a fixated spot for him, perhaps. 1-1 in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. That's not necessarily the case for any of these Cyclones players with the way the Major League Mets are looking at the time being, but just still a plus thing to have going for you, defensive versatility. 1-2 upcoming to De Los Santos, pitch, and Omar takes low. It's 2-2. Brooklyn 3, Hudson Valley nothing. We're in the bottom of the third, men on the corners and nobody out. Brock Selvidge, the lefty arm for Hudson Valley, has had one really strong inning, 1-2-3, and two iffy ones. 3 across in the first, 2-2 upcoming. De Los Santos fouls it back out of play, and the count stays 2-2. Omar tonight, an RBI single. Did not play yesterday. Didn't see him in the opener of this series either back on Tuesday. Not an everyday player with the way this roster constructed at the moment. 2-2. De Los Santos hits a ground ball left side. Shortstop Vargas flips to second for one. Run home to score. No throw to first. So an RBI ground out off the bat of De Los Santos. But it does play to run. And it is 4-0 Cyclones here in the bottom of the third.
Second RBI tonight for Omar, and the reason why they couldn't make a play at first base, that flip from Vargas too high with the glove to second. Can't really blame Vargas, though, with De Los Santos' speed. That was really the only way they would be able to turn to in that quick a manner.
So now Junior Tillian, one on and one gone. We'll see if De Los Santos tries to swipe second base here. Selvidge throws over, thinking the same exact thing I was, and Omar back safely. Cyclones 4 runs on 5 hits. De Los Santos off first. And Junior Tillian up to bat. First pitch. Tillian takes a strike over the heart of the zone. It's nothing and one. Junior today, 0-1, struck out looking. He started what was a streak of 6 straight, sat down by Selvidge. It was bases loaded, nobody out. Selvidge struck out Tillian for the first out, went on to strand the bases. A one misses low. De Los Santos takes off. The throw is not in time. So Omar swipes yet another bag and a man in scoring position for Brooklyn. De Los Santos continues to wreak havoc on the base paths. And now a man on second and a 1-1 count upcoming for Junior Tillian.
36th stolen base of the year for Omar.
And we'll see if he's thinking about number 37 here perhaps. First time called, though, Rafael Flores out to have a word with his battery mate, Selvidge. It's 4-0 Brooklyn, already a run home here in this bottom of the third.
De Los Santos continuing to add to his franchise single season record for stolen bases. Broke the previous mark of 32 held by Walter Raskin.
Which becomes all the more impressive when you consider the fact that for the better part of 2 weeks now, he hasn't even been an everyday player. But has already set that record, 1-1. Hit in the air, right-hand side, out of play. And it's 1-2.
And it's interesting to see how the roster develops over the course of a season like this. De Los Santos, an everyday player, really through the first 4-plus months of this season. But after the trade deadline, an influx of outfielders, especially as well after the All-Star break. De Los Santos' playing time has decreased, but still been productive.
There he goes for third. This ball hit to right center field. That is well struck, but playable for Richardson back into the gap, and he makes the catch for the second out. So De Los Santos needs to retreat to second base. Now two gone and a man in scoring position for Christian Pregent. Cyclones a run home here in the third. 4-0 the score as we get less and less daylight here on Coney Island. Light shimmering down on the turf field below. Christian Pregent up to bat. Have to imagine that Brock Selvidge only has so much left in the gas tank tonight. Approaching 70 pitches on the evening. He has gotten Pregent to strike out once already tonight though. Lefty arm on righty bat, first pitch. Pregent fouls it right-hand side into the parking lot. 0-1. Pregent has really been the backup catcher for this Brooklyn squad. Drake Osborne, the primary catcher, while Kevin Parada works his way back from the IL. Parada continuing a rehab assignment with St. Lucie. 0-1. Swing and a tapper foul. And it's 0-2. St. Lucie, I believe, rained out tonight. So Kevin will need to wait a bit longer before he gets his second in-game action down in Port St. Lucie. But regardless, scary to think about what this Brooklyn lineup might look like once Parada rejoins the ranks. Selvidge belt set. De Los Santos off second. Nothing and two on Pregent. The pitch takes a pitch just a bit outside, maybe a bit low too, and it's 1-2. But once you reinsert Parada into the thick of things, you're looking at a lineup that has Jet Williams, a former first-round pick, Kevin Parada, a former first-round pick, Ryan Clifford, recently acquired in a Justin Verlander deal, not to mention Alex Ramirez, Jacob Reimer. 1-2. Pregent takes a called strike three to retire the side. So Brooklyn will have to settle for just one in the third, but scary to think about what that full-strength Cyclone lineup might look like in a matter of hopefully a couple of days. At the end of three, from Coney Island, it is Brooklyn 4, Hudson Valley nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the fourth from Coney Island. Brooklyn 4, Hudson Valley nothing. Subway Series High A edition. First two games have gone to the Renegades, but game three has been all Cyclones so far. They hold a 4-0 lead. As we enter the fourth, it's 5-6-7 for Hudson Valley due up. Here to begin the frame, Alexander Vargas, Spencer Henson, then Rafael Flores. Joelmi Ramirez, Brooklyn starter, toes the slab for his fourth frame of work. He's been solid so far. Only two strikeouts, but has kept the donut on the scoreboard in the run column. Has surrendered just two hits as well. His first toss is a fastball spiked in the dirt for ball one. And it's 1-0 to Vargas. Vargas, a lefty hitting shortstop, 0-for-1 today. Flew out to center his first time up to conclude the top of the first. 1-0. Hit sharply. Played on a hop by Clifford at first, who takes it himself to first for out number one. A hard hit ball off the bat of Vargas. He barreled it up well, but Clifford got the glove on it, just sort of flailed it out there and saw the baseball in all the way through. So one up, one down for Ramirez in the top of the fourth, and now he gets Spencer Henson. Bases empty, one gone, 4-0 Cyclones pitch. Henson takes a fastball high, and it's 1-0. Spencer's first appearance of this series, hitting a 255 so far this season with the Renegades. 1-0 to him. Henson smacks it foul, rolls over at left-hand side, and it's 1-1. Joelmi Ramirez making his third Brooklyn start. Entering play tonight, he 1-1 through those two starts. Only seven strikeouts, but only one walk issued across 14 innings of work. Sub one whip at that as well. 0.93. 1-1. Misses outside, breaking ball away. And it's 2-1 now to Henson. Rafael Flores on deck. Then Grant Richardson would be next after him. 2-1. Henson takes in the dirt yet again. Ramirez really favoring the breaking ball right now, just struggling to hit his spots a bit to the righty first baseman Henson. And it's 3-1. Brooklyn infield playing back, particularly the middle infield. They're back towards the outfield grass. 3-1 is fouled straight back. And it's 3-2 to Henson. Spencer 6'2", 235 from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Former ninth-round selection by the Yankees in the 2019 draft out of Oral Roberts. Payoff, swinging a foul ball, lined it into the concourse, left-hand side. A rocket off the bat of Henson at that. Just couldn't time it up quite properly. And now he asks for time. It's granted before another 3-2 pitch. Spencer just won for his last 20, but has a chance to cement himself in the Renegades record books. Currently tied with Everson Pereira for the most home runs in franchise history. 3-2, 1-out, bases empty, the payoff. Henson skies this one to straightaway center. Jet Williams, a couple of steps in, reaches up to make the one-handed catch for out number two. So Henson, two flyouts today, one to right and one to center. And now two away, bases empty for Rafael Flores. Flores, one of just two strikeout victims so far tonight that Ramirez has registered. 0-for-3 yesterday, did walk once. Righty arm on righty bat. Ramirez deals. Swinging a line drive, hit to center field. Ramirez, or rather Williams, a couple of steps back in center. Makes the catch to retire the side. So another 1-2-3 inning for Joelmi Ramirez. He's got two straight where he has faced the minimum. And at the end of 3.5, it is Brooklyn 4. And Hudson Valley, nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the fourth from Maimonides Park. The Brooklyn Cyclones a 4-0 lead on top of the Hudson Valley Renegades. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for spending some of your Thursday evening with us. Renegades took the first two of this six-game series Tuesday and Wednesday night. Cyclones trying to respond with a win here on this Thursday. Entering play tonight, Brooklyn's lead in the North Division trimmed down to just one game after a Cyclone loss and Jersey Shore Blue Claw win last night. So a one-game cushion with 22 to go, and each one seemingly increasing in importance as time moves on. 9-1-2 for the Clones. First, Ryland Thomas, pitch. Breaking ball, misses below the zone, and it's 1-0. Brock Selvidge back out for his fourth inning of work, the Hudson Valley starter. The southpaw into the wind, ready to deal a 1-0 to Thomas. Here's the pitch. Thomas pokes it backwards, foul, and it's 1-1. Selvidge is up over 70 pitches, in large part thanks to the fact that he surrendered three runs in the bottom of the first. All nine Brooklyn batters came to bat in that frame. Lefty on lefty. 1-1 to Thomas. Ryland takes inside towards the knees, and it's 2-1. The Cyclone squad 6-1-2 in their last nine series. They've been a model of consistency in the second half, but the Renegades have had the upper hand thus far. Selvidge gets the sign from his battery mate Flores. 2-1 pitch. Thomas flares it in the air, foul, left-hand side, and out of the concourse. Two balls and two strikes. Thomas out of the nine spot for the Cyclones. Not your typical nine hitter, though. Hitting an astounding 330 since joining this Brooklyn squad at the high A level. Here's a 2-2. Thomas checks his swing and did not go on appeal. The base umpire, Elliot Melton, says he held at the last possible moment. I could be convinced otherwise, but either way, a 3-2 upcoming to Ryland Thomas certainly was very close. Don't have the benefit of the best angle here. Suspended high above home. Payoff. Thomas goes the other way down the left field line, but foul. Just adjacent to that Hudson Valley bullpen right next to the left field foul pole. So Thomas does enough to see another pitch in the at-bat. Three balls and two strikes. Brooklyn tonight, four runs on five hits. Hudson Valley, nothing on two hits. Third baseman Rodriguez plays well off the line. And another payoff upcoming to the former USC Trojan. Here it comes. Thomas hits it in the air, left-hand side again, foul though. Towards Surf Avenue. Didn't quite make it to Surf Ave, though. Stayed in the ballpark and a couple of young fans trying to track down that souvenir. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Space is empty. 4-0 Brooklyn. Selvidge taking his time now into the wind. And a payoff. Thomas hits it in the air. Left-hand side. It's foul. Ryland really driving that pitch count up from Selvidge. This next delivery will be his ninth of the at-bat. And again, for what it's worth, Selvidge has hit the 80-pitch plateau. 3-2. Thomas takes low, ball four. So Ryland works a walk, and Brooklyn has the leadoff man on here in the bottom of the fourth. Action is brewing down the left field line in the Hudson Valley bullpen. Sergio Santos remains put in the Hudson Valley dugout on the third base side for the time being, as Jet Williams stands in. Selvidge out of the stretch. Thomas a healthy-sized lead off of first. First pitch. Williams takes a strike, 94-mile-an-hour heater. It's 0-1. Thomas off of first base does have speed. Not necessarily a huge stolen base threat, but certainly does possess the wheels. A one-up coming to Williams. Selvidge deals. Jet takes up and away. It goes to the backstop, and Thomas takes off for second base. And that ball just popped in and out of the glove of the catcher, Flores. So the Cyclones yet another man in scoring position. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth.
I have to imagine that's going to go down as a passed ball on Flores. Hit him right in the mitt, but couldn't squeeze it.
It definitely was high, but not out of the wheelhouse of a catcher, you would think, to be able to reel it in. 1-1 up coming to Jet. Here's the pitch. Williams takes, and it misses for ball two, up and away. Williams, a double and a strikeout already tonight. Has swiped a base and scored a run as well. The Brooklyn leadoff man stands towards the back of the righty batter's box, angles that bat off his right shoulder. 2-1. Williams smacks it on the ground, left-hand side. Third baseman Rodriguez fields and zips a throw over to first in time for out number one. So one away as Thomas remains put at second base for the two batters, Stanley Consuegra. Brooklyn already 5 base hits tonight and 4 runs to show for it after being held to just a 1 hit right here a night ago. Selvidge looks back towards second. Now his first pitch to Consuegra. Stanley takes it up and away for ball one. It was the 4th time in the month of August that the Cyclones were held to 1 run or fewer last night. But they do still have a 1-game cushion for first place in the North. As Selvidge steps off the hill, now back onto it before his 1-0 delivery.
Yeah, Jersey Shore up 2-0 on Asheville right now, going to the bottom of the 5th. Tourist still without a base hit in that ballgame.
1-0 to Consuegra. Selvidge deals. Stanley hits it in the air, foul, right-hand side out into the parking lot, and it's 1-1. If you were wondering, no, Brooklyn does not play Jersey Shore at all the remainder of the regular season. A 2-week road trip looming large to Asheville and Greenville before the Cyclones return home and get the Wilmington Blue Rocks to end the season. 1-1 to Stanley. Rips it to left, dropping quickly. That's down for a base hit. Thomas chugs his way around 30s into score. No throw. It goes to second base. An RBI single off the bat of Stanley Consuegra, and Brooklyn extends the lead. It's 5-0 here in the bottom of the 4th.
And Stanley just showing off his strength there. Looked like he got jammed a little bit, but so strong, able to muscle it down the left field line, easily in for a base hit. And Thomas read it well, scores without a play.
Now Ryan Clifford, one on and one gone. Infield shifts to the right, first pitch. Clifford takes a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Yeah, the third baseman, Rodriguez, is playing well off the line, daring Clifford to go the other way. A lot of real estate between he and the third base back. Consuegra off first, the 0-1. Clifford takes a fastball for a strike on the very outside corner, and it's 0-2. Clifford a walk, a strikeout, and a run. All through 3 innings and change so far tonight. This is third time up already, thanks in large part to 9 Brooklyn batters coming to the plate in the bottom of the 1st. 5-0 Cyclones, 0-2. Clifford hits it in the air. Behind home plate, will it stay in the field of play? It will not. It lands in the seats. Ball took a couple of hops and a number of fans converging on it. No balls, 2 strikes to Ryan Clifford. Stanley Consuegra off first base. The first baseman for Hudson Valley, Spencer Henson, does hold him on. He's got his right foot planted on the bat. 0-2. Clifford takes a breaking ball called strike 3. It's in there. Strikeout number 6 on the night for Brock Selvidge. And the second time tonight he has gotten Clifford to go down on strikes. Now Jacob Reimer. Whatever action was brewing in the Hudson Valley bullpen has stopped.
Yeah, they let Selvidge throw. He's thrown over 90 pitches in every start with Hudson Valley, dating back to his last start in Tampa as well.
First toss to Reimer. Jacob takes a fastball strike. It's 0-1. It's not every day you see that. But for whatever reason, the leash a little bit longer when it comes to the top 30 southpaw. checking in on that list per Baseball America. Time called. And Reimer steps out before an 0-1 delivery to him. Cyclones with three in the first, one in the third, one more in the fourth. Looking for more damage here in the fourth with a man on first and two away. Open stance for the righty batter, Reimer. 0-1, Jacob swings and misses. Through a 93-mile-an-hour heater, it's nothing and two. Fans, we hope you can join us this weekend at the ballpark. A very exciting weekend here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. 0-2 upcoming to Reimer. Selvidge fires. Reimer goes the other way. It drops in right for a base hit. Consuegra slams the brakes at second, so he'll stop there. A two-out single for Jacob Reimer, and the Cyclones have two on with two gone for William Lugo.
Yeah, three for three tonight. How about Jacob Reimer? And honestly, one of the biggest parts of watching Jacob tonight has been how well he has used the opposite field. Two of his three base hits going to right, and the last of the three going to chase the starter, Selvidge.
Sergio Santos out as Selvidge's day is done. It's time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. We'll have the new arm for you for Hudson Valley after a short break on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall is at them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Sandy the Seagull joining us here high atop Maimonides Park, rocking out on Rock and Roll Night here on Coney Island. On is the right-hander, Luis Velasquez. Velasquez standing at 5'10", 155, turned 22 at the beginning of July. From Fontino in the Dominican Republic. He has been outstanding ever since his birthday, since the start of July. 2-0 record, a .47 ERA in 19 and a third innings of work. And he'll face William Lugo with two on, two out, and one run already in for Brooklyn in the fourth.
Yeah, he's been great, Justin. The only problem for Velasquez, he's pitching with a five-run deficit. It is Brooklyn 5 and Hudson Valley nothing. Sandy sporting his seven-line Army Cyclones jersey. You love to see it. First pitch to Lugo, a skipper in the dirt, and a nice block by the catcher, Flores. I don't know how he kept that ball in front of him, but he did. And the result is that Consuegra and Reimer stay put at second and first base, respectively. Two gone. Runners on first and second. A 5-0 Cyclone lead. Wynn continuing to howl in towards first base, which is rare here at Maimonides Park. Normally, the American flag is unfurled the other way, out towards left. 1-0. Lugo takes in towards the knees, and it's 2-0. Velasquez can dial it up to 96. That's what he did on that last pitch. Tosses up the rosin bag, throws it back down on the back slope of the hill. And now comes belt set, ready to deal a 2-0. Here's the pitch. Lugo takes inside, and it's three balls and no strikes. So Velasquez struggling to hit his spots here in the first batter he faces in Lugo. Needs to throw a strike here, otherwise he loads the bases. 3-0. Lugo takes in the dirt for ball four on a pitch that wasn't even close. Landed in the dirt about a foot or two before home plate. And Brooklyn has him loaded here in the fourth. Consuegra on third, Reimer on second. And now you can go ahead and pencil in William Lugo on first on your scorecard.
Yeah, there were a couple of overthrown fastballs by Velasquez in that at-bat. Two of those four pitches bouncing before the plate, and looked like Flores had a tough time being able to pick it up off the bounce, was backing up, it felt like, in his crouch on each of those two dirt balls.
Flores, the catcher, and Vargas, the shortstop, converge with Velasquez on the mound to have a quick word with the righty reliever. Meeting has since disbanded, though, and we're all ready to go as De Los Santos stands in with the bases juiced and two gone. Play to any base, first pitch. De Los Santos waves and misses, sort of just flailed at a pitch down and away, and it's 0-1. We see that from De Los Santos a lot. Also see it from Stanley Consuegra. Once they get through the full motion of the swing, they let go with one hand and wrap the bat around their body, holding on to it with just one hand. De Los Santos rocks the bat off his right shoulder, 0-1. Misses down and away, Omar takes, and it's one ball and one strike. Hudson Valley in the fifth will send 8-9-1 as the Renegades try to muster up some offense here in this ballgame. Only two base hits for Hudson Valley in the contest. Brooklyn trying to break things open here in the fourth. 5-0, bases loaded, 1-1. De Los Santos cranks one out to left field. Wagner back at the wall. He's got room just in front of the wall, and he makes a warning track catch to retire the side.
If only for the breeze.
De Los Santos hit that ball much higher than he did far. It stays in the ballpark just by that much. And what could have been a bases loaded grand slam to make it 9-0 instead turns into a very loud out number three. At the end of four, it is Brooklyn 5 and Hudson Valley nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We move to inning number five here from Maimonides Park, where the Brooklyn Cyclones have a 5-0 lead on top of the Hudson Valley Renegades. And to take over play-by-play duties, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch of the inning to Grant Richardson, grounded fair down the first baseline off the sidewall. Richardson on his way to second. Some trouble there for Consuegra. But Richardson, aware of Stanley's powerful right arm, stands at second base, holds up there with a leadoff double. So Hudson Valley with a man in scoring position. One pitch into the fifth inning. That the first extra base hit tonight for Hudson Valley. And ends a streak of seven in a row retired by Ramirez. So a man at second and nobody out. Brings up Jared Wagner. Walked in his first plate appearance. And he swings and pops it up. Right side, Clifford into foul territory to his left, and he runs out of real estate off the screen. It's 0-1. Yeah, the wind continuing to howl in from left field towards the first base line. That's the only reason why De Los Santos didn't make it 9-0 on the grand slam. That wind had been blowing in any other direction. That ball gets out of here. Impressive at how well De Los Santos struck it, that it almost made it over the fence despite the howling breeze. Sandy giving a guitar show to the Hudson Valley broadcasters to our left. The 0-1. And Wagner, a line drive right center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Having to hold up was Richardson, so he'll stop at third. Throw comes all the way into the plate. And Hudson Valley with their best scoring chance of the night. They have first and third and nobody out. So the 8 and 9 batters pick up base hits. And back to the top of the order in Spencer Jones. Jones 0 for 2 has grounded a short and struck out tonight. Time to get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Ramirez works from the stretch in the first base side. And the first pitch to Jones cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Our question tonight, though, on this date in 1999, which former Met broke Dennis Eckersley's record for all-time career appearances? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. The 0-1 off the hands deep down the left field line. Foul out beyond the Hudson Valley bullpen and off towards the loading dock. 0-2 now on the Hudson Valley center fielder. Richardson at third, Wagner at first. The righty's 0-2. It's a bouncing ball to short, could be two. Fielded there by Lugo, steps on second, throw to first, double play. Ramirez walking off the field, thinks that's the final out of the inning. Unfortunately for Brooklyn, they still need one more to get. They trade the run for two outs. No RBI for Jones, making 5-1 Brooklyn in the fifth. A 6-3 double play. Easily turned by the Brooklyn infield as this one ripped down the left field line. Diving to his right as De Los Santos couldn't make the play. They say it bounced, and safe at first base is Anthony Hall with a long single. An incredible effort by De Los Santos to his right. And you knew Omar did not make that catch in the air solely based on the fact that De Los Santos quickly fired the ball back into the infield. So Anthony Hall with a base hit. And now Jared Cerna fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-1. Already have our first correct answer filed in for our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Righty offers, and Cerna takes a strike. It's 0-2. Cerna 0 for 2 tonight has popped to second and fly to left. One on, two out. A run in for the Renegades. Brooklyn leads by four. The 0-2, and this one hit in the air to right. Back goes Consuegra to his right. Squares his shoulders towards home, and as he backpedals onto the warning track, makes the catch to end the inning. But the Renegades break up the shutout, pick up a run on three hits, one man left. At the end of four and a half, halfway home, 5-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump.
Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, bottom of the fifth inning. 5-1 Brooklyn, our score, 8-9, and, or rather 7-8 and 9. Two out for Brooklyn in the frame. Tilley and Pregent and Thomas, 5-1. Brooklyn in front. Hudson Valley, one run, five hits, an error. They have left five. Brooklyn, five runs, seven hits. No errors. They have stranded seven. Junior Tillian has struck out and fly to right, and he bounces the first pitch of the inning behind the mound, charging in the shortstop, Vargas. And his quick transfer gets Tillian for the first out of the fifth inning. One down. Brings up Christian Pregent, who has struck out looking both times tonight. Coney Convo's trivia question. On this date in 1999, which former Met broke Dennis Eckersley's record for all-time career appearances? See with the hashtag Coney Convo's if you think you know the answer. As Christian Pregent takes down and away, it's 1-0. Already have one correct answer on the radio network tonight. I'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. 1-0 outside, and it's 2-0. Velasquez maybe losing his footing a little bit there. Final line for the starter, Brock Selvidge, goes 3 2/3 innings, 5 runs all earned on 7 hits. 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, 95 pitches, 62 strikes. The 2-0 to Christian. Swing and a miss, fastball down and in at 95. And the count 2-1. Take a look around the South Atlantic League. Here on this Thursday night. The 2-1. Pregent out in front. It's 2-2. End of six in Greensboro. Grasshoppers and Bowling Green are tied at six. However, the bad news in that ballgame is Tamar Johnson, who was the number four pick in last year's draft, took a fastball to the hand wrist area and left the game. Was 1-for-2 with an RBI, one of the top 30 prospects in baseball. The 2-2. Pregent, chopper towards third. Charging in is Rodriguez. Jump throw to first. Sails over the head of Henson. Off the netting. On his way to second. Pregent rolling away from Richardson. And Christian safe at second base. We'll see how that one is scored. But Brooklyn a man in scoring position and one out. On at best would be a hit and an error, but it looks like it'll be a straight two-base throwing error on Rodriguez. So a man at second, one down for Ryland Thomas. He's grounded out and walked tonight. Came around to score last inning on the single to left, and he fouls the first pitch away. It's 0-1. Five home runs in that game in Greensboro between Bowling Green and the Grasshoppers. The 0-1 outside and low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Hickory up 1-0 on Rome. That one going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Only run been scored on a Cooper Johnson home run is second. Third baseman Rodriguez plays in the 1-1. Up and away, two balls and a strike. Bottom of the sixth in North Carolina, Winston-Salem up 6-2 on Greenville. DJ Gladney, a two-run home run, his 17th. Off of that one, a little bit low. And it's three balls and a strike. That off the right-hander, Noah Song, who is one of the more interesting stories in the league this year, was a high draftee by the Red Sox in 2019 out of Navy. But because he was commissioned as a Navy pilot, could not get out of his service as Thomas takes high ball four. And Ryland earns his second walk of the night. Two on, one out. Back to the top of the order in Jet Williams. Song finished his military duty this spring joined the Phillies, who picked him up in the Rule 5 draft. Made a couple of starts after getting hurt in spring training. Well, was returned to the Red Sox a few weeks ago and now at High A Greenville. So maybe the Cyclones will see him in a few weeks down in South Carolina. Two on and one out for Jet Williams. And he takes a call at strike one. Down in Maryland, Wilmington leading Aberdeen 7-5 in a slugfest. Will Frizzell, a two-run home run, his eighth. Samuel Basayo, a two-run shot, his second in Aberdeen. As Williams takes down and away. And the count evens at 1-1. Then the game, everyone following here on Coney Island, Jersey Shore and Asheville. Brooklyn a game up on the Blue Claws with 22 to play entering it tonight. The 1-1. There's a knee-high strike. It's 1-2. But Jersey Shore a 2-0 lead in the top of the seventh inning on an Otto Kemp two-run base hit. Right now, Mitch Neuenborn and Cam Wynn have combined for 6 no-hit innings. Just one walk allowed by Jersey Shore pitching tonight. As Williams fouls another one to the screen, it stays at 1-2. Now Brooklyn a one-game lead on Jersey Shore in the north. 4 up on third place Hudson Valley. 4.5 up on Aberdeen and Greensboro, who are tied for 4th. A 1-2 pitch, and Williams a high pop fly right-hand side. Richardson in and to his left. He'll make the catch a few steps in fair ground for the second out. 2 on, 2 out in the 5th. For the right fielder, Stanley Consuegra, walked and scored in the 1st. RBI single to left an inning ago in the 4th. But Hickory a 4-game lead on Bowling Green in the south. It's really a two-team race in the South Division. Greenville and Rome tied for 3rd, 11.5 back of the first-place Crawdads, who are 31-12 in the half. The pitch up and in, and Consuegra hits the deck. And the count 1-0. It's been a totally opposite set of halves. 5 of the 6 teams in the north with 21 or more wins. And then you got Hickory with 31 wins in the south. 1-0, and Consuegra out in front. It's 1-1. 2 on, 2 out. Bottom of the 5th, Brooklyn a 5-1 lead. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Thursday night. The 1-1, and Consuegra tapper back towards the mound. Through the legs of the pitcher, Velasquez, and everybody's safe. The second error of the inning for Hudson Valley. And Brooklyn now has them loaded with 2 out for Ryan Clifford. That one, like a hockey goalie, went right through the 5 hole. So the 3rd error tonight defensively for the Renegades. 2nd of the inning. And now the Cyclones in serious business. Bases loaded again. 2 out for Ryan Clifford. Clifford has walked and struck out looking twice tonight. Has also scored a run. Pregent at 3rd, Thomas at 2nd, Consuegra at 1st. And the righty's first pitch fought off the hands. And out towards the 3rd base concourse, it's 0-1. Brooklyn's left 7 men on base tonight. And are just 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position after starting 2-for-3. The 0-1. Clifford takes low. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Velasquez pitching for the first time since Sunday. Through 2 2/3 innings of scoreless relief, has tossed 6 straight scoreless outings since July the 26th. The 1-1. And Clifford swings and misses at the pitch, darting down. It's 1-2. Velasquez has had some tough outings against Brooklyn, has allowed 5 runs against them on 5 hits and 3 innings over 2 appearances entering tonight. Bases loaded, 2 out. A 1-2 from Velasquez, and Clifford checked his swing. He went around, says the home plate umpire, laws. No argument from Ryan. And Velasquez strands the bases loaded in the fifth. No runs, no hits, two errors, and a walk. And the bases left full. Brooklyn's left 10 men on base through five innings tonight. Through five, it's still 5-1 Cyclones on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Ramirez back to the mound, 67 pitches through five innings. Brooklyn leading Hudson Valley 5-1. Jesus Rodriguez, Alexander Vargas, Spencer Henson. Three due up to bat in the inning against Brooklyn. Rodriguez 1-for-2 with an infield base hit tonight. And he takes up and away for ball one. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in the bottom of the frame. 1-0, this a line drive left field coming on De Los Santos, has to play it on a bounce. De Los Santos, I don't know if he read that ball well off the bat. Seemed to knuckle on him. And Rodriguez aboard with a leadoff single. Second straight inning with a leadoff base hit after Hudson Valley failed to put the leadoff man on in each of the first four innings.
Yeah, it's the sixth renegade hits of the night. It's not as if they haven't had the hitting display, just haven't been able to cash in and score runs off of it.
Brings up Alexander Vargas, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Vargas 0-for-2 tonight. Has fly to center and grounded out to first. Ramirez offers, and the 0-1 off the hands, popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Pregent gives a look, but this is souvenir. And the count quickly 0-2. But our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight, this date, in 1999, which former Met set Major League Baseball's all-time career appearance record, surpassing former Oakland A, Dennis Eckersley? So with the hashtag Coney Convos, if you think you know the answer, give you the answer in the bottom of the frame. The 0-2, and Vargas puts one in the air center field. Backing up on it is Williams. Now in a step or two to make the two-handed catch. One out in the sixth. Here's Spencer Henson, 0-for-2, a fly ball to right, a fly ball to center tonight. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here in the sixth. Let you know what's going on across the organization tonight. Righty offers, and the first pitch to Henson, hit on the ground to third, knocked down by Reimer. Looks to second, makes the play to first, and that's where he'll get the out. Good job by Reimer not to panic. Made sure he got at least one out on the play. As Rodriguez advances 90 feet to second, two out for Rafael Flores. Struck out and fly to center tonight. Well, the Mets leading the Cardinals 3-0 through five in St. Louis. Pete Alonso, a two-run home run, his 37th of the year. Not bad for a guy who missed nearly a month with a wrist injury. As Flores, a foul tip into the glove of Pregent, it's 0-1. Jose Quintana, 5-1 hit shutout innings tonight. Nimmo, McNeil, Alonso, Alvarez, the former Cyclones in the lineup. The 0-1. Off the outside edge, it's a ball and a strike. Triple-A Syracuse, top of the eighth inning. They lead Columbus Guardians affiliate 5-4. Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, Michael Perez have all homered in that ballgame as this one line down the left field line, base hit. This will make it a three-run game. Scoring is Rodriguez on his way to second. Flores, throw there, not in time. It's an RBI double for Rafael Flores. His 15th double, his 32nd RBI, and make it 5-2 in the sixth.
Yeah, that ball was a bullet off the bat of Flores. Saw Jacob Reimer jump as high as he possibly could. I don't think even if Reimer had Michael Jordan's hops, he would have gotten to that baseball, just perfectly placed off the bat of Flores, and a real scorcher down that left field line, and you could tell Rodriguez was thinking home the whole way.
So the five-run lead is down to three. And now Grant Richardson, who has singled and doubled, scored the team's first run on the double play last inning. And he takes high. It's 1-0.
14 combined hits between these two squads so far tonight. We're only in the sixth inning.
Richardson has two of those 14. The 1-0 outside for ball two. Good start tonight for Justin Jarvis, though, at AAA. His best hits coming over in the Mark Canna trade from Milwaukee. 4 1/3 innings, one run on three hits, walk two, struck out four. The 2-0, powered in the air, deep left center field. Back goes De Los Santos, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. The wind not blowing nearly as hard towards the first base side at the moment. And an opposite field two-run home run from Grant Richardson makes it 5-4. Grant Richardson just continues to hit against the Cyclones. He's a triple short of the cycle tonight. Three of his 13 home runs this year have been against Brooklyn. As the pitch up in the zone, and Richardson drove it. 109.2 off the bat, 401 feet. Now Jared Wagner, and he takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. So after Hudson Valley was limited to no runs on two hits through the first four innings. As that one low, it's 1-1. They've picked up four on six hits in the last two innings combined. The 1-1 is a strike on the inside corner. And it's 1-2. Brooklyn will have 4, 5, and 6 due up in the bottom of the inning. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Chase the fastball away, and the side retired in the sixth. But Hudson Valley picks up three runs on three hits. Big blow and opposite field home run by Grant Richardson. The end of 5.5. Brooklyn's five-run lead is down to 1, 5-4 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. New arm in the game for Hudson Valley. It is Clay Aguilar into the game. He takes the spot of Luis Velasquez, who goes an inning and a third. One strikeout to two walks. But a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Make sure you visit him, 2859 Flatbush Avenue, BaikalAutoMall.com. Jacob Reimer, William Lugo, Omar De Los Santos on the heart of this Brooklyn batting order. And all of a sudden, Justin, a brand new ball game, a three-run top of the sixth inning for Hudson Valley. It's 5-4.
Lefty's first pitch to Jacob Reimer. Misses low for ball one. Worth noting, big shout out to Renegade Stats and Info, otherwise known as Joe Vasile, and Thomas Zinzarella in the booth to our left. The overhead wind, the 1-0. And Reimer takes a strike. It's 1-1. But that home run by Grant Richardson is 23rd over the last 2 years with Hudson Valley. That ties Everson Pereiro, who is now at AAA in the Yankee system. A 1-1, outside 2-1. And Spencer Henson, who's also in the lineup tonight for most in franchise history. So Henson and Richardson going to duke it out for the Hudson Valley home run crown over the final 21 games this season after tonight. Aguilar, the left-hander, now in, 6-1, 210. 24 years old from Clear Lake, Texas. The 3-1 to Reimer. And that at the knees, the count full. Actually, that's 2-2 on Reimer. Scoreboard was off for a second there. Aguilar kicks and comes home. And Reimer takes the breaking ball outside. It's full. Aguilar, undrafted free agent out of the University of Houston. 26th appearance, 25th out of the bullpen, 3-3. A 3.34 ERA with two saves. The payoff pitch. And Reimer line drive left center field. How about a four-hit night for Jacob Reimer? He is 4-for-4 with four singles. Two to center, two to right. And Brooklyn has a leadoff man on to start the sixth inning. That is one way to break out of an 0-for-15 slump. Taking a lot of aggression out on the baseball tonight is Reimer.
Had the chance to catch up with Reimer pregame today and really just seemed locked in. You could tell he was in the right headspace to not worry too much about that slump, just worry about today. And, well, he's crushed today out of the ballpark.
As William Lugo takes down and in, it's 1-0. One of the things Reimer has talked a lot about since joining Brooklyn has been the focus on his routine, what he does every single day. Watched a video, Jonathan India, talking about it during spring training earlier this year, and something that Reimer's really taken to heart. As Lugo swings and misses, it's 1-1, trying to do all the little things right each day. Can't always predict and control the results of his balls put in play, but he can control how he attacks each and every day, and that's the kind of mindset that's going to get a 19-year-old ball player mighty far. The 1-1. Ooh, it almost hit him, and it did. Caught him just above the belt. Grazed the jersey, maybe a little bit of the torso of Lugo as well. And the first two have reached against Aguilar to start the sixth. Final line for Luis Velasquez tonight. An inning and a third. No runs, no hits, two walks, and a strikeout. 30 pitches, 16 strikes tonight. So two on, nobody out for Omar De Los Santos, who nearly hit a grand slam in his last at-bat in the fourth inning. And what a difference this game has had since then. Could have been 9-0 Brooklyn. Now it's 5-4. Now the first pitch to Omar, high for ball one. De Los Santos, RBI single to left, back in the first. He's also stolen a base tonight. Has a couple of RBIs. Drove in the second on a fielder's choice in the third. Reimer at second, Lugo at first, the 1-0. And De Los Santos takes a letter-high strike. It's 1-1. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Question is, on this date in 1999, which former Met broke Dennis Eckersley's record for all-time career appearances? As De Los Santos swings and misses, it's 1-2. That a guess for John Franco, Dennis Cook, Robert Anderson, Mary DiBernardo chiming in. Not only was this player a former Met, as De Los Santos strikes out on the breaking ball for the first out of the sixth. Big out for Aguilar after the first two reached. Two on and one out for Junior Tillian. Tillian 0 for 3 tonight. Ground out to short his last time. That was to lead off the fifth. But it was not Franco. It was not Dennis Cook. The right answer belongs to Joe Vasile. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1, raising his hand about maybe 5 to 8 feet to our left. The correct answer, Jesse Orozco. Not only a former Met, but a former Yankee as well, albeit you think he was on the Yankees for maybe 20 seconds in 2003. The 0-1. The letter high strike, it's 0-2. It was a weird summer of 0-3. Orozco ended up on the Yankees. Armando Benitez was traded from the Mets to the Yankees. What a funky trades that summer. But Orozco broke the record as a 43-year-old pitching for the Baltimore Orioles. Did it in an 8-3 win at Camden Yards over Minnesota. Retired the only batter he faced on a fly ball to center. The 0-2. And Tillian swings and misses at the pitch, down and in for strike three. Filthy breaking ball by Aguilar. And Tillian swings and misses at a pitch that nearly hit him in the ankle. So after the first two had reached against Aguilar to start the sixth inning, back-to-back strikeouts, two on and two out for Christian Pregent. Reached on the throwing error at third last inning. He's also struck out twice tonight looking. Brooklyn 5, Hudson Valley 4, 2 on, 2 out in the 6th. Top of the 9 o'clock hour as Pregent takes up and in. And the count 1-0. Action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Ramirez at 83 pitches through 6. And after that 3-run 6th inning, you wonder if Chris Newell will pull the plug and rely on the bullpen to try and pick up the game's final 9 outs. Lefty is up and throwing. Imagine that is Eli Ankeny. 1-0. And Pregent out in front. Another good breaking ball from Aguilar. And it's even at a ball and a strike.
For what it's worth, Jersey Shore, not only a 2-0 lead on Asheville, Asheville does not have a hit in the top of the eighth inning.
No hit bid on the line right now in the Garden State. 1-1. There's a foul ball off the leg of the catcher, Flores. It's 1-2. In top of the eighth inning, Asheville actually, I think you jinxed him. Austin Deming, a leadoff single to start the top of the eighth inning. The no-hit bid is gone. Not even mad, I'm just impressed. As soon as it's out of our mouths, there it goes.
I don't even think a full 60 seconds transpired.
Went to look up the box score to see how many outs there were in the eighth and saw there was a one in the hit column. Austin Deming off Jordy Martinez to break up the no-no. So now Asheville has a tying run at the plate. Good news for Brooklyn. The 1-2 to Pregent, check swing foul ball off the top of the screen and towards the first base concourse. Still a ball and two strikes. Aguilar took the losses last time out on Saturday against Jersey Shore. Gave up a run on two hits in two innings. Reimer at second, Lugo at first. Brooklyn ahead by one. The 1-2 inside with a fastball at 91. And it's even at 2-2. Series continues tomorrow night. Another 7 o'clock first pitch. Yoander Suarez against Leonardo Pestana. Postgame fireworks tomorrow as well. The set, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the pitch down and in. And after the first two batters reached against Aguilar in the sixth, strikes out the next three swinging to strand them both. Brooklyn has stranded 12 men on base through six innings tonight. We head to the seventh, 5-4 Brooklyn. On Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, We bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh inning, top of the 9 o'clock hour, top of the lineup due up for Hudson Valley, Jones, Hall, and Serna. The three scheduled to bat in the inning as the serve squad entertaining the fans along the third base side here before the top of the seventh inning. Joelmi Ramirez back to work and back to the play-by-play. It's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Top of the lineup for the Renegades, Jones, Hall, and Serna. The three to begin the top of the seventh. It's Brooklyn 5 and Hudson Valley 4, each team with an identical tally of 8 hits so far tonight. The Renegades have made 3 errors to Brooklyn 0. Jones up 0-for-3 tonight, following a 3-hit day last night. In the first pitch, breaking ball misses low and away for ball 1. Jones had a day yesterday that is why so many Yankee fans are excited about him. 1-0. Takes a pitch up and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. A breaking ball without much break from Joelmi Ramirez. Jones 3-for-4, knocked into, scored twice, also swiped 2 bags. 2-0. Jones takes downstairs, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Hasn't replicated that same success this evening, though. Fouls a 3-0 offering into the concourse on the left-hand side, and it's 3-1. But Spencer, a former Vanderbilt Commodore, of course, and a first-round selection by the Yankee organization a summer ago. Righty on lefty, 3-1. Misses up and away, ball 4. And Hudson Valley puts the tying run on base here in the top of the seventh with the speedy leadoff man, Jones. I was a bit surprised to see Joelmi Ramirez back out to begin this top of the seventh. He is approaching 90 pitches. He's thrown 88 now on the evening. But Chris Newell continues to ride the right arm of his starter, who puts the leadoff man on in the top of the seventh in Jones. A healthy lead. There he goes. First pitch, called strike, throw down to second, and Jones is safe by a mile. He got a fantastic jump on that pitch and seemingly just got faster as he continued to make his way towards second base. So a base hit ties this ball game now in all likelihood. Anthony Hall. An 0-1 count to him. Lefty hitting designated hitter. Righty Ramirez deals. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside with the heater. And it is 1-1. So one day after Spencer Jones swipes 2 bags, he steals yet another in a crucial spot here in this ballgame. 5-4 Brooklyn. There he goes for third. Pitch hit down the first baseline. That's a fair ball. This will score Jones easily, and it ties the game. Hall makes his way onto second base. The throw is late from the right fielder Consuegra. It's a game-tying RBI double from Anthony Hall, and it's 5-5 here in the seventh. Anthony Hall's third time on base tonight, his second hit. And it will knock Joelmi Ramirez out of this baseball game as Hudson Valley pulls even here in the seventh. Ramirez's day done. We'll have the new Brooklyn arm for you entering in this 5-5 tie on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season.
This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On is the southpaw Eli Ankeny, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, 22 years old from Phoenix, Arizona. Ankeny has been one of the most dominant relief pitchers in minor league baseball this season overall between here and St. Lucie. A 1.38 ERA is earned run average at 1.9. In 16 appearances, 15 out of the bullpen with the Brooklyn Cyclones. But, Johnny, question is, with a right-hander coming up and a right-hander on deck, interesting choice to leave Ramirez, the righty, in to face Jones and haul two lefties to start the inning, who subsequently tied the game on a walk and a double.
Yeah, not necessarily playing the matchups here in this 5-5 tie in the top of the seventh. Hudson Valley still threatening, a runner on second base and nobody out. Hall is the man on second, and Jared Cerna is the righty batter. Ankeny, the lefty arm, fresh into this ballgame after Hudson Valley just pulled even. Pitch. Swinging a pop-up towards us, out of play, over our heads. It's 0-1. Cerna tonight, 0-3. The three batter for this Renegade squad, 0-4 yesterday with a strikeout. Trying to snap an abbreviated dry spell. 0-1 upcoming, Ankeny deals. Cerna takes down and in. It gets past the catcher, Pregent, and on to third without a throw goes home.
That'll be a passed ball on Pregent. Didn't hit the dirt, just went right off his glove. He missed it.
So Hudson Valley trying to be opportunistic here in the seventh. They have the go-ahead run on third base with nobody out and an ill-timed pass ball issued against Pregent. Infield comes in. Nobody out, runner on third, 5-5 tie. Ankeny delivers. Swinging a fly ball, sliced foul, out of play, into the parking lot. And it's 1-2. The entirety of the Brooklyn infield is in towards the grass. Middle infield, Lugo at short, Tillian in second, practically standing on it. The corners maybe a step back. 1-2, wave and a miss, strike three. Got Cerna on a tailing breaking ball downstairs on a pitch that surely would have been ball two. But Cerna is now 0-4. And more importantly, there's one gone with the cleanup man Jesus Rodriguez set to come to bat with one away. Infield will remain in with still only one gone. First pitch, swing and a miss on a high heater, and it's 0-1. The line on Joelmi Ramirez, not quite final. Runner on third, still his responsibility. But six innings, nine hits, three strikeouts, and three walks. This one hit in the air, right-hand side. Right fielder Consuegra in. He camps underneath, makes the catch. Runner does not tag. It was a shallow fly ball. And with the arm that Consuegra possesses, you combine that with how shallow that ball was hit in right. And no chance whatsoever for Hall off of third to think about scoring safely. Maybe at least think about it, but it wouldn't be a very smart decision at that. So two away, and now Alexander Vargas as the infield shifts back with two gone. Ankeny set at the chest, and his first toss to Vargas. Vargas' first pitch swinging, fouls it away, out of play. Nothing and one. So Ankeny trying to come on and patch the damage. He has retired the first two batters he's faced. Two of Hudson Valley's better hitters as well in Serna and Rodriguez. Hall continues to take a lead off of third. No one really holds him on. A one up and away. Misses for ball one. 1-1 to Alexander Vargas. Five batter tonight for these Renegades. He does have eight hits over his last four contests. The 1-1. Vargas takes a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. And it's 1-2. Vargas at just 216 so far this season, but up in a big spot here. Go ahead, run on third. The 1-2. Popped foul behind home plate, up out of play. And it stays one ball and two strikes. Ankeny, one of the more reliable arms out of this Brooklyn bullpen. Maybe if not the most reliable arm that Brooklyn has to offer right now in a relief capacity. At least as of recently. 1-2, two gone, runner on third pitch. Hit in the air, right-hand side. Consuegra, the right fielder, about three steps to his left. Reaches up, makes the catch to retire the side. So Eli Ankeny does his job. He comes on and retires three straight as the Renegades strand the go-ahead run on third base. At the end of six and a half, we're still tied up at five on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
9-1-2, two up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the seventh in a 5-5 tie. Mets and Yankees, high A affiliates, going at it on this Thursday night on the boardwalk. Cyclones and the Renegades knotted up at five. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Clay Aguilar back out for his first full inning of work out of the Renegades bullpen. And he gets Rylan Thomas to begin this bottom of the seventh. Cyclones five runs on eight hits so far tonight. Rylan Thomas has walked twice and scored one run. Aguilar, the lefty arm, deals to the lefty batter Thomas. He takes a fastball inside for ball one at 90 on the gun, and it's 1-0. Thomas, a 330 hitter. Perhaps the guy you want up right now to get on base and try to make something happen is Brooklyn, aiming to pull ahead here in the home seventh. Aguilar into his wind, 1-0. Thomas takes a called strike, went right back to the heater, Din Aguilar, and it's 1-1. Third baseman Rodriguez playing well off the line and in. Rest of the infield in their usual spots. 1-1 to Ryland. Goes to the breaking ball that time, does Aguilar. It's a called strike, and it's 1-2. Aguilar hides his eyes behind the mitt. Now the 1-2. Thomas hits a ball in the air, right center field. Could be trouble with a right fielder Richardson into the gap to get there in time and make the catch. Well, Thomas got a good piece, but a nice job by Richardson in right to track it down, get there in time to make the play for out number one. Now back to the top we go for Jet Williams. Williams working on a 1-for-4 night, doubled and later scored all the way back in the bottom of the first. If you can remember that far, this game has had plenty of offense. 10 runs, 17 hits combined between these two squads. Aguilar deals. Williams takes down and in for ball one. Jet out of the leadoff spot tonight for Brooklyn. He's really found a home there ever since joining this Brooklyn squad. As you might expect, a high on base guy, plenty of speed as well. Former first rounder, 1-0, misses inside yet again. And Williams had to kick up the legs out of the way of it. It's 2-0. Stanley Consuegra on deck. Then Ryan Clifford after him would be next. 5-5 tie here in the bottom of the seventh. Bases empty and one away. Aguilar deals. And Williams takes a good breaking ball that just nicks the outside corner for a called strike. It's 2-1. Full night sky has taken form here in Brooklyn. 2-1. Williams takes the strike. It's 2-2. The spotlight on the turf field below right now in this 5-5 tie. And a big game for the Cyclones, just a one-game lead in the North Division with 22 to go here in the regular season. 2-2 on the way. Williams swings and hits it to left field. It drops for a base hit. A fair ball. The left fielder Wagner cuts it off. Williams is thinking too. He slides head first. Safe is the call at second base. Jet Williams just got underneath that tag by the second baseman Serna. A TD Bank double from Brooklyn's leadoff man, and the Cyclones have a man in scoring position with one away in this 5-5 tie.
Second double of the night for Jet Williams, and he just barely got around that tag at second base from Jared Serna. This is a great angle. Looked like Serna just missed the tag. Wasn't much of an argument by the Hudson Valley second baseman.
Either way, the double brought to you by TD Bank, their double-up credit card offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. All right, so the Cyclones in business here. Man on second, one away for Consuegra. Pitch. Stanley takes up and away for ball one. Williams takes his lead off of second base. Not a particularly big one. Second baseman Serna shaded towards the bag, holding him on. Aguilar, one glance back, now two, now three. Stares a bit longer on the third, 1-0. Fastball in there for a strike to Consuegra. He leaned out of the way of it, but it was a called strike regardless by Brian Laws calling the balls and strikes today. 1-1, one away. Williams off of second base still. Aguilar from the stretch, 1-1. Stanley takes a hooking breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-2. Consuegra needs to get defensive here. Williams off of second does represent the go-ahead run. An offensive explosion on both sides tonight after Brooklyn held to just one hit last night. 1-2. Consuegra takes a called strike, three in on the hands. So Stanley down on strikes, a backwards K from Aguilar. And there are two away for Ryan Clifford. Well, a big punch out there for Aguilar, if anything, just allows him to perhaps settle in after issuing the double to Williams. But still a potent bat up in Clifford. First pitch. Ryan takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Down and away. It's nothing and one.
And Brooklyn started the night 2-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Since then, just one for their last 15.
0-1, the count on Clifford. Williams gets his lead off second. The 0-1 misses badly down and away. And it's one ball and one strike. Clifford has had a frustrating night tonight offensively. Three strikeouts. Did walk once and score in his first plate appearance. But down on strikes all three times since then. Aguilar steps off. Jacob Reimer on deck. Clifford trying to propel Brooklyn in front here in the bottom of the seventh in this 5-5 tie. Williams off second base and a 1-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Clifford leans out of the way of a fastball high and tight. And it's two balls and a strike. Two and one the count, two away. Williams off of second base. Aguilar belt set, 2-1 pitch. Clifford waves and misses. Had a breaking ball below the zone, and it is 2-2. Cyclones led this game 5-0 at one point. Hudson Valley has since scored five unanswered. That's where we are now here in the home seventh. The 2-2. Clifford takes a called strike three on the outside corner. Aguilar went to the fastball and just hit his spot as Clifford is down on strikes to retire the side. At the end of seven, we are knotted up at five. We go to the eighth on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
We go to the eighth on Coney Island. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley knotted up at five apiece here in game number three. It's been a good one. If you've been on hand with us all night long, if you haven't, welcome to the broadcast. We've got a good game here on Coney Island tonight. Cyclones and Renegades. Brooklyn trying to grab its first win of this series. Hudson Valley trying to make it three straight and earn at least a series split. Eli Ankeny, the southpaw, back to the rubber. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Tied at five. This, at one point, was a 5-0 Brooklyn lead. And the first pitch by Ankeny fouled back from Henson. It's 0-1. Henson 0-3 tonight. Ground out to third his last time up in the sixth. Hudson Valley, five runs, nine hits, three errors. They have left six. The 0-1. And Henson takes down and in. It's 1-1. Brooklyn, five runs, nine hits, no errors, but they have left 13 men on base tonight and are 3-for-20 with runners in scoring position. The 1-1. And Henson, another ground ball to third, fielded by Reimer to his left. Sidearm throw to first in time. And there's one away in the eighth inning. Update from Lakewood, New Jersey, bottom of the eighth inning. Jersey Shore has doubled their lead. It is 4-0. So Brooklyn needing a win tonight, it certainly seems like, if they want to stay atop the North Division by themselves, especially when you consider Jersey Shore has the tiebreaker. Rafael Flores, 1-for-3 with a double tonight, drove in a run in the sixth, and he takes outside and low. It's 1-0. Final line for Jawilmy Ramirez tonight. The 1-0. Up and away, it's 2-0. Six-plus innings, gave up five runs, all earned on nine hits. Three walks, three strikeouts, and a home run. 91 pitches and 60 strikes. The 2-0. And this one hammered in the air left center field. Back into his right, Williams. Slowing down, still on the green shaded turf. Makes the catch over his left shoulder. Two out. Brings up Grant Richardson. He's a triple short of the cycle tonight. Singled to center his first time up in the second inning. Doubled down the right field line and scored on a double play in the fifth. And then hit a two-run home run to make it a one-run game in the sixth. Lefty-lefty matchup. And the former Indiana Hoosier takes a called strike at 0-1. Brooklyn will have 4, 5, and 6 due up in their half of the eighth inning. Tied at five here for Brooklyn. The 0-1 outside and low. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn in the home whites. Hudson Valley in the Navy alternates this evening. The lefty's 1-1. And Richardson, a home run swing, comes up empty. And the count now 1-2. Jared Wagner, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Ankeny has come on and retired all five batters he's faced to this point. Trying to make it 6-for-6 with a two-strike count. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Punches him out on the pitch away. And Ankeny has come on and done a marvelous job. Six up, six down after entering it with the go-ahead run at second base. No runs, no hits, nobody left. The end of 7.5, still tied at 5 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Pitcher in the game for the Renegades, it is Shane Gray, a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change, brought to you by our friends at Bi-Cal Auto Mall. You can visit them at 2859 Flatbush Ave in Brooklyn, or of course, you can log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. It's a 5-5 tie. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and the man with the four-hit night, Jacob Reimer, gets Brooklyn started here in the bottom of the eighth. 4-5-6 as Gray on, and the Cyclones trying to generate some offense here in the game's late stages.
Thank you, Johnny. Brooklyn has not scored since the fourth inning. Held a 5-0 lead. We're now tied at 5. Four hits for Reimer tonight, a career high as 4 of the 9 hits for Brooklyn. And the first pitch of the righty batter in the dirt. And the count 1-0. Gray, 6'3", 215. 23 years old from Columbus, Ohio. Yankees 16th round pick last year out of Evansville University. A 1-0 from Gray, and Reimer hits it on the ground to short. Right at Vargas, crow hop throw to first in time, one out in the eighth inning. Final line for Aguilar. Goes two innings, no runs, two hits, no walks. Struck out 5 of the 9 he faced. Did hit a batter, 40 pitches, 26 strikes. Base is empty, one out for William Lugo. Has reached on an error, singled, walked, and been hit by a pitch. Gray works from the first base side of the rubber. Kicks and comes home. And Lugo chops it up the third base line, a foul ball. Gray making his eighth appearance with Hudson Valley, 1-1. A 12-27 ERA, 15 runs on 17 hits in 11 innings, 4 walks and 10 strikeouts. Gave up 4 runs on 3 hits in an inning on Sunday against Jersey Shore. The 0-1. And Lugo takes down and in. It's even at 1-1. Made his first two Hudson Valley appearances against Brooklyn on July 19th and 23rd. Gave up a combined 5 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings. The set, the 1-1. And Lugo tries to check his swing but could not. And the count 1-2. Gray made 24 appearances at Single-A Tampa before joining the Renegades after the All-Star break. The 1-2, and Lugo strikes out swinging. Got him inside on the fastball for a strikeout tonight for Gray. Two up, two down for Hudson Valley defensively in the eighth. Brings up Omar De Los Santos. 1-for-4 tonight with an RBI single. Also had a run scoring fielder's choice in the third. Since then, a fly out to left and a strikeout. And really felt like this game changed when De Los Santos had a bid for a grand slam die at the left field fence in the fourth inning. As De Los Santos takes downstairs in the count 1-0. It's officially final now in Lakewood. Jersey Shore, a 4-0 winner over Asheville. Five different pitchers combining on a one-hitter. The 1-0, and De Los Santos charges one in the air right center field. Long run back for Jones, away back to the warning track. That one's one hop off the fence. De Los Santos rounds second. He's on his way to third. He'll be there standing with a crucial two-out triple. De Los Santos put one in the direction. He muscled one out on Sunday afternoon, hit it off the very top of the right center field wall. This time, one hop off the Mr. Softy signage. And De Los Santos on his horse all the way over to third base without a play, his first triple of the year. 105.7 miles an hour off the bat. And now the go-ahead run at third with two away for Junior Tillian. Tillian 0-for-4 tonight. The righty offers, and Junior takes a call at strike one. Brooklyn has had plenty of extra base hits tonight. At the third, two doubles and a triple. And trying to snap their funk with runners in scoring position. The 0-1, and Tillian chases down and away. It's 0-2. 13 strikeouts tonight for Hudson Valley pitching has helped the cause. Man at third, two out. Bottom of the eighth, tied at five. Hudson Valley will have 9-1-2. Due up against, presumably, Ankeny in the ninth. The 0-2 from Gray. Low. And it's a ball and two strikes. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the east. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Brooklyn led this one 5-0. It is now 5-all with the go-ahead run at third and two out. Gray plays with the ball behind his back as he gets the sign. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the fastball. And Brooklyn's woes with runners in scoring, position continue after a 2-for-3 start with runners in scoring position tonight. They are just 1 for their last 18. No runs, one hit, one man left. To the end of eight, tied at five on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Eli Ankeny back to work. Top of the ninth inning. This game tied at five. 9-1-2 due up for Hudson Valley. Wagner, Jones, and Hall. The conversation right now between the home plate umpire, Brian Laws, and the catcher, Christian Pregent. Not really sure what that was about. But here is Jared Wagner to lead off the ninth inning, has walked, singled, and struck out tonight. And the first pitch he sees inside near the waist. And the count 1-0. Ankeny's retired all six he's faced out of the bullpen tonight. 1-0. There's a line drive foul towards us off the facing of the control room and back down onto the concourse. It's 1-1. The lefty's 1-1. And Wagner takes up and in. It's two balls and a strike. Wagner, a guy who has battled injuries throughout his career. Is that pitch high? And the count, three balls and a strike. Had a season-ending injury in 2020 with a broken hamate bone. And then missed all of 2021 as well when the hamate bone did not heal properly. As Wagner, a high fly ball left field. Back at the track is De Los Santos. At the fence, comes in, and he misses it. It's over his head. Wagner on his way to second, and it'll stop there. De Los Santos thought that ball was going to get out of the ballpark, went all the way back to the TGI office automation signage. What, with the wind howling in from left field, it carried more towards medium depth left. And by the time De Los Santos came on, he leaped, and it was over his mitt and behind him. It'll be another error. And Hudson Valley with a man in scoring position and nobody out to start the ninth. And he's 7 on De Los Santos. So now Spencer Jones with a chance to give Hudson Valley their first lead of the night. And the first pitch misses up and away for ball one. It has been a tough season defensively for Omar. That is 12th error out in the outfield.
The wind has played all sorts of games tonight. And De Los Santos learning that the hard way on this previous sequence.
And it seems like in every instance the breaks with that wind have gone Hudson Valley's way. It's the pitch outside. It's 2-1. Omar De Los Santos nearly at a grand slam out to left field back in the fourth inning tonight. But the wind kept it in the ballpark and allowed Jared Wagner to make the catch. And the wind died down just enough for Grant Richardson to power a home run to left center field. That made it 5-4. As Jones takes high, it's 3-1. And now the wind causing an error on De Los Santos out in left field. Here's the 3-1. And Jones off the hands. Backing out of play, it's full 3-2. Wagner at second with nobody out. 3-2 on Jones, who's 0-3 with a walk. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout from Ankeny. Got him on the fastball down at 92. One out in the ninth inning. A paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
And Justin, they just flashed an H up on the scoreboard. Brooklyn still does not have a number in the errors column.
So after originally ruling it an error, they give Wagner a double on that ball. And the first pitch to Anthony Hall outside for ball one. So Wagner credited with a double there. And now a swing and a miss by Hall. Foul tip into the glove of Pregent. It's even at a ball and a strike. The 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the ninth. Trying to keep this tied and provide themselves an opportunity to walk it off. As Hall takes up and away. And the count now 2-1. The lefty offers. And Ankeny misses outside. It's 3-1. He's fallen behind each of the first three batters in the inning. 3-1. Three-one pitch. Way outside and low for ball four. Good stop by Bridgent to his left to keep Wagner at second base. Well, the Renegades with two on and one out. For the second baseman, Jared Cerna. As Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to have a talk with Ankeny. Eli in his third inning of relief tonight. It'll be Pregent, Thomas, Williams due up in the bottom of the ninth inning. But right now, Hudson Valley trying to take the lead for the first time tonight. Brooklyn led this one 5-0. Well, it could be so much more. Brooklyn has left 14 men on base tonight, 3-for-21 with runners in scoring position. That has been their boogaboo throughout the entire homestand. Two on and one out. Jared Cerna 0-for-4. Struck out his last time up in the seventh. That was the first batter Ankeny faced. And the first pitch inside for ball one. No action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. This is Ankeny to sink or swim. The 1-0. And that misses downstairs. And it's two balls and no strikes. Jesus Rodriguez, the third baseman, on deck for Hudson Valley. The 2-0. And Cerna, a high fly ball center field. Backing up on it is Williams. Backpedaling makes the catch. Tagging and going to third is Wagner with the go-ahead run. But there are two out now in the ninth inning for Jesus Rodriguez. Hit it well, 99 miles an hour off the bat. Just couldn't power it over the head of Williams in center. Rodriguez 2-for-4 tonight. Couple of singles, scored a run back in the sixth. Wagner the go-ahead run at third. Hall the man at first. And Rodriguez takes a strike down and in. It's 0-1. Brooklyn trying to keep this game tied into the home half of the ninth inning. The 0-1. This is a fly ball center field. Coming on is Williams, and he dives. Can't make the catch. The Renegades take the lead. Wagner scores. To third goes Hall. It's an RBI single for Jesus Rodriguez. And the Renegades have come all the way back from five runs down. They lead it 6-5. Seventh RBI in the South Atlantic League for Rodriguez, and he just barely kept it in front of the diving Jet Williams.
Well, you can't fault Williams in any sense. Did everything he could to try to track that ball down and laid out in an effort to try to reel it in, but just not enough. Perfectly placed off the bat of Rodriguez, and the Renegades have come all the way back.
Alexander Vargas batting from the right-hand side, fouls it into the third base seats in the count 0-1. Largest lead Brooklyn has squandered this year is 4. That was back on June the 13th in Aberdeen. As Vargas swings and misses, it's 0-2. Unless Brooklyn can pick up at least one in the bottom of the ninth, tonight, unfortunately, will be the new high water mark in that category. The 0-2 runner breaks from first. Check swing. Vargas went around, says the home plate umpire laws. And the side retired. But the Renegades take the lead for the first time tonight. A run on two hits, two left. The end of 8.5, 6-5 Hudson Valley. Brooklyn needs one to tie, two to walk it off on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with
whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn coming to bat, trailing it for the first time tonight. Shane Gray on to try and get the final three outs. Stranded a man at third after giving up a two-out triple in the eighth inning to De Los Santos. It'll be Pregent, Thomas, and Williams, 8-9-1 due up here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Fans, reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game four in this series tomorrow night. All that coming up after the final out right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Well, Christian Pregent will not be the batter to start the ninth inning as he has been called back for a pinch hitter. And Alex Ramirez will lead it off. Ramirez getting the day off tonight, at least in the starting lineup. Trying to start a rally in the ninth inning, and he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Alex 0-4 yesterday, hitting at .236, six homers at team best, 48 RBIs. The righty's 0-1, and Ramirez takes a called strike two. Ramirez has swung a good bat against Hudson Valley this year, hitting .270 against them in 20 games. Set at the belt, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. A three-pitch strikeout from Shane Gray. And Ramirez down on strikes to lead off the bottom of the ninth inning. One out for Ryland Thomas. 0-2 with a couple of walks. Fly out to right his last time up. That was back in the seventh inning. Third baseman Rodriguez playing in and off the line in case Thomas lays a bunt down. The righty deals, and Ryland takes outside. It's 1-0. Should this score hold, Brooklyn would no longer hold the playoff spot in the North Division. Would be tied with Jersey Shore, but the Blue Claws hold the tiebreaker over Brooklyn as a result of winning the season series. As Thomas takes low, it's 2-0. But Brooklyn, after Thomas, have the top of their lineup due up. Williams to follow. Consuegra would follow after that, should anyone get on base. Here's the 2-0. A called strike at the letters. It's 2-1. Set the 2-1, and Thomas slaps it down the left field line out of play. And the count evens to two balls and two strikes. Gray's retired four of the five he's faced out of the bullpen tonight. Worked around the two-out triple by De Los Santos an inning ago. Now the 2-2. Thomas line drive left center field. Coming on is Jones. Will have to play it on a hop. So Ryland Thomas is on with a one-out single, and Brooklyn will bring the winning run to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Ryland Thomas on base for the third time today, his first hit of the ball game, and now here is Jet Williams as the game's winning run. Williams 2-for-5 with a couple of doubles tonight. Righty offers. And Williams takes a strike atop the zone. And the count 0-1. Hudson Valley, 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. They've left 8. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They've left 14. The 0-1. Williams fouls it back. It's 0-2. A chance of J-E-T-T. Echoing out here on Coney Island. Not the J-E-T-S, but J-E-T-T for Jet Williams. The 0-2. Bouncing ball towards the third base dugout. We'll do it again. I'm not sure if Jet believed me in his first week with the Cyclones that that would become more and more of a thing as he climbed the ladder. But it is alive and well here in Brooklyn tonight. Whether you're a Jet fan or not, football or baseball. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Offered at the splitter down and away, and the Cyclones down to their final out. Fourth strikeout tonight for Shane Gray. But Stanley Consuegra is certainly a guy who can put the ball in orbit and can win this game with one swing of the bat. Consuegra 1-for-4, has walked, singled in a run, and reached on an error. The righty deals, and Consuegra swings and misses. It's no balls and a strike. Thomas leads off first. Henson holds him on. The 0-1 from Gray, and Consuegra bouncing ball foul up the third baseline. And the Cyclones now down to their final strike. So Shane Gray, a strike away from closing out. A tremendous come-from-behind victory for Hudson Valley tonight. The 0-2 from Gray. And Consuegra taps it off the end of the bat and stays alive. Right towards Ryan Clifford in the on-deck circle. Hoping for a chance if Consuegra can't win it on deck. The righty's 0-2. Consuegra pulls it. Fair! Past the third baseman Rodriguez and down the left field line, and it'll be a ground rule double. The ball somehow got underneath the fence down the left field line and out of play. And so Thomas has to go back to third instead of coming around to score from first base with a tying run. And as a TD Bank double from Stanley Consuegra, brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card. But Hudson Valley catching yet another miraculous break as the ball somehow snuck its way into Hudson Valley's left field bullpen. Whether they left the gate open or not, nobody knows. I mean, that ball sizzled past the third baseman Rodriguez at 106 miles an hour. And unfortunately for Brooklyn, ball went out of play. And so the game continues. Well, the tying run is at third. The winning run is at second for Ryan Clifford. Clifford 0-for-4 tonight with a walk. Has struck out his last four times. The righty deals. And Clifford fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. A prime opportunity for Ryan Clifford to continue making his mark in the Mets organization. Brooklyn hasn't had a walk-off win since they did it to Hudson Valley on June the 25th. The 0-1, and Clifford off the hands to the left, and again, the Cyclones down to their final strike. Brooklyn has struggled all night with runners in scoring position, just 3-for-21. Clifford looking for just one more base hit in that category to help the Cyclones walk out of here a winner. Gray looking for one more strike to do the opposite. The 0-2, bouncing ball left side, fielded by the shortstop Vargas, off balance throw to first, in time, and the ball game is over. And Hudson Valley comes from five runs back to win it. Your final score tonight in nine, the Hudson Valley Renegades 6 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 5. Clifford got it off the end of the bat to the left-hand side. Vargas came on and to his right, but made the sidearm throw on the move. And Brooklyn squanders their largest lead in a defeat this season. As at one point up 5-0 entering the fifth. Hudson Valley with one in the fifth, three in the sixth, one in the seventh, and one more in the ninth. As the Renegades have taken the first three games in this series and have moved Brooklyn out of sole possession of first place in the South Atlantic League North with 21 left to play. We'll take a break. Recap report is next on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Another gut-wrenching loss for Brooklyn this week as Hudson Valley comes from five runs down to defeat the Cyclones tonight by a final of 6-5. With the loss tonight, Brooklyn dropping to 26-19 in the half, 54-56 overall. Hudson Valley with the win, improving to 23-22 in the half, 62-49 overall. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight, and it started so beautifully for the Brooklyn Cyclones around the 7 o'clock hour. Joelmi Ramirez left a couple of runners on base in the top of the first, and then the Cyclones' offense got to work in the bottom of the opening frame. Jet Williams led off the ball game with a double, then stole third base after Stanley Consuegra walked and took second on a wild pitch. Ryan Clifford walked to load the bases with nobody out for the third baseman, Jacob Reimer. First pitch of the righty batter, and Reimer line drive, base hit right field. Williams scores, stopping at third, Consuegra. Jacob Reimer breaks up an over 15 run with an RBI single to right, and four batters into the ballgame. Brooklyn has a 1-0 lead. So Jacob Reimer snaps the 0 for 15 with an RBI single, and then two pitches later, it was William Lugo's turn to add to it. Still nobody out in the first, the 1-0. And Lugo, a soft ground ball back towards the mound. Bobbled by Selvidge, trying to make a play at first. He has none. Ball went off the wrist of the left-hander, Selvidge, on his glove hand. And by the time he picked it up, he had no play. 2-0 Brooklyn, still nobody out. So William Lugo was credited with an RBI, ended up being an error on the pitcher. Selvidge made it 2-0, and then on the very next pitch, Omar De Los Santos wanted in on the fun. Now Omar De Los Santos, and he rips one into left field. That one's down for a base hit. Stopping at third, Reimer. Scoring is Clifford. 33rd RBI of the year for Omar De Los Santos. 3-0 Brooklyn in a span of four pitches. So Brooklyn jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. They would add to it in the third. Jacob Reimer singled, went first to third on William Lugo's base hit to right before scoring on a fielder's choice ground ball by Omar De Los Santos. That made it a 4-0 affair. And then in the fourth inning, Brooklyn added to it once more. Ryland Thomas walked, took second on a pass ball. Stayed put at second base after Jet Williams grounded out to third. And then Stanley Consuegra came up with a chance to add to Brooklyn's advantage.
To end the season. 1-1 to Stanley. Rips it to left, dropping quickly. That's down for a base hit. Thomas chugs his way around third. He's in to score. No throw. It goes to second base. An RBI single off the bat of Stanley Consuegra. And Brooklyn extends the lead. It's 5-0.
So made it 5-0 on that Consuegra base hit after Ryan Clifford struck out. Jacob Reimer singled. William Lugo walked to load the bases. And on a 1-1 pitch, Omar De Los Santos creamed a ball out to left field. But the wind howling in from left knocked it down and ended up in the mitt of the left fielder, Jared Wegner. And that turned out to be the turning point in the ballgame. As from that point onward, Hudson Valley took control and never relinquished. In top of the fifth inning, Hudson Valley got one of those five runs back. Grant Richardson doubled, moved to third on a base hit by Wagner, and then scored on a double play ground ball off the bat of Spencer Jones. But it was the sixth inning that really started the Hudson Valley charge. In that frame, it all started with a base hit by Jesus Rodriguez. After Alexander Vargas flied out to center, Spencer Henson hit a ground ball to third. Could have been an inning-ending double play, but Reimer knocked it down and made sure he got at least one out on that play as he threw to first to retire Henson for the second out. So there was a man at second, two down. Then Rafael Flores on a 1-1 pitch doubled down the left field line to bring in a run. It made it a 5-2 affair. And then it was Grant Richardson who jumped ahead 2-0 and continued the renegade assault. At four. The 2-0, powered in the air, deep left center field. Back goes De Los Santos, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. The wind not blowing nearly as hard towards the first base side at the moment. And an opposite field two-run home run from Grant Richardson makes it 5-4. So that opposite field home run by Grant Richardson made it a one-run ball game. And then in the seventh, the Renegades would draw even. Spencer Jones led off the inning with a walk. He would steal second base. And then Anthony Hall came through with the game-tying base hit.
Goes for third. Pitch hit down the first base line. That's a fair ball. This will score Jones easily, and it ties the game. Hall makes his way onto second base. The throw is late from the right fielder, Consuegra. It's a game-tying RBI double from Anthony Hall.
So Anthony Hall with the game-tying double to right. He would move to third on a pass ball, but Eli Ankeny came on, got a strikeout and a couple of fly balls to shallow right to keep the game tied. After Hudson Valley went in order in the eighth, it was the ninth inning where the Renegades took the lead for good. Jared Wagner jumped ahead in the count 3-1 and hit a high fly ball to left field. Omar De Los Santos was getting ready to plate off or try to make the catch at the fence, then came in and overran the baseball, landed over his head, and Wagner ended up at second base with a double. Put the go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out. After Spencer Jones struck out, Anthony Hall walked, and Jared Cerna flied to center, which moved Wagner to third. So Hudson Valley had men at the corners, two out, and an 0-1 count on Jesus Rodriguez, who delivered our Hal's potato chips play of the game. The 0-1. This a fly ball center field. Coming on is Williams, and he dives, can't make the catch. The Renegades take the lead. Wagner scores. To third goes Hall. It's an RBI single for Jesus Rodriguez, and the Renegades have come all the way back from five runs down. They lead it 6-5. Yeah, that looping base hit by Jesus Rodriguez gave Hudson Valley the lead. That base hit, or House Potato Chips, play the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Cyclones would threaten in the bottom of the ninth inning, put the tying and winning runs in scoring position against Shane Gray. Got a one-out single by Ryland Thomas, and then a two-out ground rule double down the left field line by Stanley Consuegra that somehow snuck into Hudson Valley's left field bullpen for a ground rule double. So Thomas had to hold at third with a tying run, and then Ryan Clifford grounded out to short to end it as Hudson Valley comes from behind to stun Brooklyn tonight by a final of 6-5. Winning pitcher tonight is Shane Gray. He improves it to 2-1, two shutout innings of relief, three hits, no walks, four strikeouts. The loss to Eli Ankeny, he drops to 2-1, gave up just one run on two hits in three innings, walked one and struck out four. Final line scores tonight, Hudson Valley 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors, they left 8. Brooklyn 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors, they left 16 runners on base tonight. They were 3-for-22 with runners in scoring position. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,210 here at Maimonides Park. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodbye tonight. Two games still in progress. Bottom of the eighth, Winston-Salem doubling up Greenville 8-4. Wilmington leading Aberdeen 7-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Greensboro outslugged Bowling Green 10-8. Rome over Hickory 3-2. And Jersey Shore a 4-0 one-hit victory over Asheville as they are now tied atop the South Atlantic League North with Brooklyn. And since they hold the tiebreaker with winning the season series, if the season ended today, Jersey Shore would be the one moving on to the postseason. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard on this Wednesday evening, or Thursday evening, I should say, Mets just gone final. They beat the Cardinals 4-2. Pete Alonso, Tim LaCastro with home runs in that ballgame. Trevor Gott picking up his first save as a Met. Triple-A Syracuse falls at home to Columbus 6-5. Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, and Mike Perez with home runs in that ballgame for Syracuse. Justin Jarvis, his best outing since the Marcana trade. 4 1/3 innings of one run, three hit baseball. Double-A Binghamton holds off Portland Red Sox affiliate 5-4. JT Schwartz, a multi-RBI game in that one. As single-A St. Lucie rained out today against Jupiter. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock Eastern time at Clover Park. Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue beating the Rockies 8-6. Mets Orange falling to the Rangers Blue Squad 9-6 in the Florida Complex League. The FCL Mets clinch their division. They defeat the Marlins 11-7. Take a look at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye on this Thursday night. Mariners beat the Royals this afternoon at 6-4. Nationals hold off a late charge by the Red Sox 10-7. Bottom of the third in San Diego, Padres and Diamondbacks scoreless. Rich Hill against Zach Gallen. Dodgers taking on the Brewers. That game just about to get underway at 10-10. Lance Lynn against Corbin Burns. And the Guardians and Tigers rained out tonight. They'll play a single admission doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4:10 Eastern. Our series continues tomorrow. Brooklyn trying to take the final three in this series to earn a split. Yoander Suarez will get the ball for Brooklyn, 4-9, a 5.27 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Leonardo Pestana. No record, an ERA of 6. Gates open at 6 o'clock here tomorrow. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves at 6:45 leading up to the 7 o'clock first pitch right here from Coney Island. That'll do it for us here on this Thursday. Again, your final score, Hudson Valley 6. and Brooklyn 5. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, including my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Maimonides Park, where again your final tally is the Renegades 6 and the Cyclones 5. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night at 6:45, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.